Jessica Windham, thank you so much for joining us. Absolutely fascinating find. She's head of Sotheby's at London Jewellery Department there, that extraordinary ring worn, thinking it was costume jewellery, bought for a tenner 3 decades ago, worth all between 250 and 350k. Extraordinary stuff. We're looking forward to my next birthday now. Oh, another year to go. I'm done for another day. Delighted to say, well, I say delighted, as I say usually, contractually obliged to say, John Holmes is here.
Hi there.
Have you ever done the old, you know, flea market, car boot sale thing? Because I have to say, my idea of hell.
Well, I did used to, when I used to make a thing of collecting old banned films, you know, like the Video Nasties that you used to get in the 80s, like Driller Killer and all that stuff that you could just buy now over the counter. But some years ago, you couldn't buy them at all, but you could find them at car boot sales. So I went.
Because you really want to be hanging around in a dodgy, wet car park with the sort of people who've got sort of slasher movies
that's
in their car boot.
Yeah, that's my idea Sunday morning.
Oh, it's yet another insight into his terror.
It was either that or church.
You're looking very well, so you look like you've been out in the sun. Are you all
better than I was last week?
Well, thank goodness.
But honestly, I went and got some. They gave me some new tablets. They're still experimenting with what the hell I had last week.
Yeah.
Right? And I kid you not, I opened the. You know, you look at the instructions, and it said tablets, new ones, big things, size of a horse pill, and then
you're only the size of a small Shetland pony.
And it said, yeah. Then it said, ordinarily these are given out in the event of anthrax or the plague.
Excellent.
And I'm not joking.
So glad you're in, breathing their aircon in. Now, we're already over time. Very briefly, what's happening on your show?
Sausages.
Excellent. That's what's coming up after the 1 o'clock news here on Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. Go out and enjoy the sunshine if you can. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The manifestos, the mandates, the mother of all radio stations.
I mean, why shouldn't the public know more about what's going on?
Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,329 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th of September. UK-only guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
MyCarMeter.com. Oh no, the MOT's due and it needs a service.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarmeter.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock as well. On a Monday, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tory U-turn on care. Rolf is in court. And are you bored at work?
Talk Radio.
The Liberal Democrats have called Theresa May's climb down on social care her manifesto meltdown. The Conservatives have changed their policy proposals, which were dubbed the dementia tax by rivals, announcing a consultation on the absolute limits of how much people are charged for their care. But the Prime Minister has denied it's a U-turn.
They won't have to worry about those bills month after month after month. And they will have the confidence of knowing that they can pass £100,000 of savings on to their children. Nothing has changed.
Meanwhile, the Greens have launched their manifesto. They say they want to create a confident and caring country, promising to roll back what they call NHS privatisation and bring in a shorter working week. Now, there's not long left to make sure you're registered to vote. The deadline is midnight tonight. Simon Woolley from Operation Black Vote has told Talk Radio there's a huge discrepancy between different communities.
The national average for non-voter registration is about 15%. And with our communities, black and minority
minority ethnic communities, it's as high as 28. And actually, with some communities, African communities, that figure rises to 50%.
The ex-boyfriend of reality TV star Fern McCann is due to go on trial in October, charged over an acid attack in East London. Two clubbers were partially blinded when a corrosive substance was chucked into the crowd at Mangle and Dalston on Easter Monday. Arthur Collins and his co-defendant Andre Phoenix are accused of multiple charges, including intent to do GBH. Rolf Harris is attending Southwark Crown Court in person for the first time at his trial for indecent assault. The former entertainer was released from Stafford Prison on Friday, having been in jail for other sex offences since 2014. The 87-year-old denies four charges. 600 jobs are being created at a new contact centre on the Isle of Wight. Ascensos is investing more than £1 million in the facility. And it's claimed around half of us get bored at work. A study has found it's often...
You said that in the most bored-sounding voice you could possibly muster.
Thanks for interrupting.
Yeah, well...
Anyway, apparently it's because we're having to do the same thing every day.
Well, don't we? I mean, you could rewrite your bulletins or something.
I do!
Keep you a bit... more on top of it.
I do, John.
Yeah. I like the way you did say it, though. You just sort of went, I'm so bored at work. A little bit of personal feeling creeping through there, I think.
I would not say that. I'd say that was a completely neutral bulletin.
That's it. I see. Right, good. Thank you, Victoria. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks, John. How are you? How are you feeling?
After last week's... terrible illness.
Yeah, which we didn't hear anything about.
No. Well, I feel better than I did on Friday, certainly.
You look better.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I felt very ropey on Friday, but no, much better now.
Good.
I'm not 100%. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but on the mend, Victoria, that's the important thing.
That's
I keep having
good.
To go back to the hospital. It's quite annoying.
Maybe they like you. They just want to see you.
Maybe that's just what it is. I'm just a medical anomaly. What is wrong with this man? We can't figure it out. Anyway, more details of that anon, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Fascinating.
I know. Right, weather is it?
Yeah.
Come on then, let's do it.
Talk radio, national weather.
So boring.
Showers.
So same.
Yeah. Showers in the northwest, fun and dry elsewhere, feeling warm and highs of 24 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
That's all right.
Thank you. Is it Ben?
No, he's in the Caribbean.
What?
And he will be there for like almost 2 weeks.
Why?
Because you're allowed a holiday.
Oh, fine. All right, Ben's in the Caribbean. Who is it then?
Pete Abbott.
Mm-hmm. Pete Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
With the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Everton are set to make a statement today on the future of midfielder Ross Barkley. Everton manager Ronald Koeman said he'd given Barkley until the weekend just gone to decide on whether to agree a new deal or he'd be sold. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says his side must qualify for the Champions League more consistently. They'll be back in Europe's top club competition next season after securing a top four place in the Premier League by beating relegated Middlesbrough 3-0 on yesterday's final day. Celtic's Callum McGregor has been left out of Scotland squad to face England in next month's World Cup qualifier. Aberdeen defender Mark Reynolds, Bournemouth winger Ryan Fraser and Brighton's Jamie Murphy are among the uncapped players in Gordon Strachan's group. Rugby league head coach Laurent Frischinou has left Super League club Catalan Dragons with immediate effect. They've lost their last five games in all competitions, including yesterday's 18-10 Magic weekend defeat to Huddersfield. It leaves them ninth in the table. And two-time Formula One world champion Fernando Alonso has qualified fifth for his first Indianapolis 500 this weekend. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There he goes. That was Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport. He'll be back all afternoon with the same pre-recorded sport. And now on a Monday, we will bring you a programme, a Monday programme, a programme of Monday. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Here's Marta with a button press.
Talk Radio.
Gargantuan. Megalithic. Monumental. Big words for a big deal from Tesco Mobile. On SIM only, we're giving you a colossal 6 gigabytes of data for a minuscule £13.50 a month, plus 3,000 minutes and 5,000 texts, down from £18 a month. That's a saving of £54. But hurry, this offer ends on the 25th of June. So visit in-store or online today. Smile, you're on Tesco Mobile.
Savings over 12 months. Standard UK landlines and mobiles includes EU roaming. T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio.
Trump's relationship with Putin.
The direct result of Snapchat.
Will be Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney.
It's a film by Jim Jarmusch.
What big thing are you going to flatten a hill with? Like, say, I don't know.
Goat yoga.
I haven't heard such nonsense since my two-year-old started babbling.
Yes, yes, I do. This morning, I took my dog, Dave, to the woods with just one welly on. The vibe of that is the same. Because I'm sitting in for her, I just do what she does.
It won the Palm Dog.
Won Nicholas Grimshaw.
Declared war on the Talk Radio online team.
The hills are alive, so I'm getting out of here.
Yours, please.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
so good afternoon then, and welcome to you as we now throw ourselves into the nitty and give a good kicking to the gritty of your Monday afternoon. Hello. Now, first things first, if you've just stumbled across Talk Radio here, well, a special welcome to you. If you've been scrabbling round the dial this afternoon thinking, come on. God, LBC, so boring and repetitive. Radio 5's just a bit meh in the afternoon. Radio 4, you probably had a go at that, it's just got a play on, hasn't it? Probably about a 16th century tobacco merchant or something. As he struggles with the ambiguities of society in a city whose history is more morally ambiguous itself than the dominant narrative of victimhood allows. Probably, over on Radio 4, probably. Sounds riveting, that, doesn't it? Or Radio 2, maybe, where Steve Wright is doing all the clapping. All the clappies, clapping, everybody. It's a big show, everybody. It's a big show. It's a big show. It's a big show. Radio 1's irrelevant, so that's about your lot, isn't it, really? I mean, I suppose there's a couple of local radio stations might be doing a phone-in. What's your favourite kind of trowel or something like that? Guess the celebrity from This Music or something like that. Ill-advised. But anyway, there's us. You see, here we are, like an alternative to all of that for you. Given the news about sausages that could be infected with so-called Brexit disease, of course, you heard about that? Hepatitis E-riddled pork has been making people ill up and down the land. That's what the papers warn us of today. So do you think anyone else on the dial anywhere on the radio is forcing their paid intern, Cornelius,
hello,
to eat a plate of undercooked meat, playing Russian Brexit disease meat roulette? Is anyone else doing that on the radio? No, I don't think they are, but we are. We got some sausages here.
Right.
Yeah, a little plate of sausages there. They were warmed up earlier.
Did you microwave them?
Well, there's been an alternative. See, because the rules are of the sausage Brexit disease is that you have to cook them till they're piping hot, overcook them, so there's no risk of the disease. That's what they're saying. So those sausages there have had a variety of... have been cooked in a variety of ways. So it depends which one you eat as to whether or not you could get sausage Brexit disease. Why don't you just try the first sausage for us right now on the
this
radio?
This one?
Yeah, by all means, pick that one. It's yours.
Okay,
to you. Sausage.
Okay.
Sausage.
I'll pick this one.
Right, go on in.
Right.
Anything yet?
No.
Okay. Keep us posted, though, won't you?
Doesn't taste very nice.
No. Well, to be fair, the one you picked there, I didn't really cook. I just left it on the windowsill in the sun. Anyway, we'll see if there's any fallout from that over the programme, the entire programme, as Cornelius plays Russian Brexit disease roulette meat. A lot of fallout today over the Conservative manifesto as well, of course, over the weekend. Labour began to close the gap in the polls after Theresa May's idea for social care. Something to do with promising your house to the Tories so that after you die, they can all take it in turns to claim it as a second home. I think that's what was in there. Something like that, anyway. Anyway, that didn't go so well, so now they've done an apparent U-turn. That was in the news, of course, this afternoon. That's breaking, as Theresa May's denying it's a U-turn, but a U-turn it looks slightly like. For balance, for his part, Jeremy Corbyn has refused to condemn the IRA, preferring instead to condemn all bombings. Now, obviously, we don't know how many bombings all bombings is, because Diane Abbott has run the numbers, so we're a bit clueless as to what that... Could be 10 bombings, could be 50 bombings, could be 100,000 bombings. We've got no idea. And if we do get an idea, we'll bring it to you. Hello, then. Talk Radio, afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and here we are with 3 hours. Count them. Not you, Diane. 10 hours, 50 hours, 100,000 hours of afternoon entertainment. And it is entertainment because that's what the licence for this radio station says, so deal with it. And here's what we've been idly toying with bringing you today. Well, headline hijack's on the way. Regular listener, are you? Well, you'll know what it is then. It's where we put a made-up news story in the bulletin at 2 p.m. Victoria is the news person. She's got a news mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. And it will say a news lie, something utterly, utterly made up by you at 2 o'clock. Get us your lies now. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's
talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
any
you
word
like.
Any word you like. It's headline hijack. Today's big stories as well today, analysed as you'd expect them to be through the medium of Japanese poetry. We bring you the news in haikus. There's a diversity paper review. Mark's going to be in today going through the papers for us, and his diversity is that he is brown. And by getting a different diversity each day to review the papers, it makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We've also got all the election coverage you could possibly want as we go behind the scenes of another constituency today. With today's spotlight on, Cornelius, spotlight on...
Newcastle North.
How's the sausage?
It's repeating on me.
Okay. And that's with Talk Radio's political correspondent, or political editor, I beg your pardon, Cornelius, if he's not dead of Brexit sausage. We'll bring you up to date as well with all the comings and goings of the party leaders. What are they doing on the campaign trail today? We'll have another round of Follow the Leader for that. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions. Drunk people canvassed for their opinions on the week's news. Over the weekend, we've been out to clubs and pubs and bars as they spill their contents of people onto the streets late at night. And then, when they're thoroughly smashed, we ask them what they think of the news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. It's on the way later. Drunk people in the news. Work experience punditry as well this afternoon. Sophie will be in. She'll be reviewing some television. There's a Brexit sausage-related game of band or pig. The world's worst idea for a radio quiz, as orchestrated yesterday by BBC Radio Leeds. We're going to have that as well. Plus, hot guest action before 2 o'clock. If all goes well, we're going to be joined by the 80s and 90s rappers Salt and Pepper live on the programme. Salt and Pepper! I know! We're going to push it. We're going to push it real good. Ginger Dave is not producing. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's our assistant producer. She's through the...
miserable window!
Yep.
Hi, Cass. How are you?
Fine.
Right, she's a happy little thing. Marta's on the buttons. Hi, Marta.
Hi, John.
Victoria's got the news.
Yes,
paid
John.
Intern, Cornelius.
What?
Are you dead?
No, I feel fine.
Oh, good. That's, you know, may not have got to the hepatitis sausage yet. Plenty to go. I'm John Holmes. We're going to start with some music, and the reason for that is because it gets us to today's big story. Play along at home. All you have to do, from the clues within the song, title or artist, is figure out how it links to the big story and then what the big story is. This is Bryan Adams and Mel C.
I'm tired of being all alone. You got the tea.
right there.
So it's today's big song. It links to today's big story. It's Bryan Adams and Mel C. But why are we playing Bryan Adams and Mel Ruddy C on the radio? Why? What is, let's be honest, all intents and purposes, is a talk radio station? Well, I am Talk Radio's head of music. So that's when you're gone. But we're playing it for, as I say, reasons of clue. Any ideas why that links to today's big story? Cornelius has been playing along in the studio, of course. So what do you reckon, then? It's
What do I reckon about the thing?
What do you reckon about the song to the story?
I don't know, really. Is someone going?
Well.
Who's going? Is it about a baby? Is there a baby in the news?
Baby when you're gone. No, there isn't.
Okay.
When you're gone.
Don't just sing along
with it. Have you realised you're in love with someone?
No.
No? Really? Because... No, don't worry. I spent a lot of time on my hair this morning. I don't know.
I'll tell you. Bryan Adams. And which Spice Girl?
Mel C.
Yes.
Sporty. It's sports.
Mel C.
See, out of the ocean?
No. Mel C. Mel B. Hepatitis E.
Right.
So, sausages, it turns out, because it's sausages, it turns out, can give you hepatitis E, which is a tropical disease that has mutated to go into European pigs and is now being dubbed Brexit disease by... I know, so tenuous.
I didn't vote for that.
So, anyway, that's in the news today, isn't it? Sausages, your fry-up might kill you. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Now, we understand, we are getting word, this is breaking news this afternoon. We understand there is an unattended sausage in London that someone has left. We don't know whether it's dangerous or not. We don't know whether it's one of the ones with hepatitis C. But we are going to send Talk Radio sausage correspondent live to that scene, which is Cornelius.
It's me?
Yes.
Since when have I been a sausage correspondent?
Well, that's one of your nicknames around here. If you could...
Do what?
Go outside. Live.
Actually, it's quite wet. It's quite sunny.
We're going to need a report live from the sausage. It's an unattended sausage. The police have cordoned off. I want to know the latest. We don't know whether it's dangerous. It could be an unexploded World War II sausage. We don't know.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing next on Talk Radio. People are dying of sausage, and we are going to get to the bottom of it and see if we can save lives. The Brexit sausage disease is all over the newspapers. It's all over your street, and we're coming to get it for you. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Countdown to the election on Talk Radio.
Right. That's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
As a business looking to hire, where do you look for greatness? Just because you've no time, should you have to settle for the best of a limited choice? With more candidates looking for their next job than any other job site, Indeed.com is where your search for greatness begins and ends. Post your job on the UK's number one job site and start your search for greatness today on Indeed.com. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's M3 still looking slow-moving after earlier southbound problems between junctions 5 for Hook and 6 for Basingstoke. To the west of Tiverton in Devon, both sides of the A361 have been closed both ways. That's because of a serious accident, causing you trouble if you're trying to get between Tiverton and Barnstable. No change in siren sets to both sides of the Stow Road. The A429 are closed around the B4425 after an accident there. And there's still queues on the M54 in Shropshire, west around junction 3 for Albrighton. One lane remains closed at the scene of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Skeletor got £125 cash back at Money's Supermarket, and now he feels like the world's his theatre. So, baby, remember his name! Get £125 cash back when you switch your current account to First Direct Bank. Another exclusive deal from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends July 3rd. For the offer, switch via Money's Supermarket using the current account switch service and deposit £1,000 within 3 months of the account opening. New First Direct customers only. See Money's Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to an afternoon time. Now, let's talk. I think we should, it seems reasonable to me, as if we should talk about today's big story.
Sausages. Sausages. Sausages.
Not my words, of course, but the words of a little dog once on the TV consumer programme That's Life, where it appeared to say sausages. You remember that if you're of a certain age, of course. If not, Google dog that says sausages. That dog is dead now, but not of Brexit disease, which, if the papers are to be believed, is essentially murder in a flimsy skin sack. The sausage meat, ordinarily stuffed into the membrane by butchers, is apparently riddled with hepatitis E, brought into this country by immigrant pigs in the backs of lorries. Pigs who arrive with no job, coming over here, and pigs, eh? Come over here to pigs, and I. Pigs, coming over here, the pigs. Taking advantage, aren't they, of our abattoir system. Or something like that, anyway. In reality, however, presumably it's just the latest headline-grabbing food scare. And because it can be linked to us leaving Europe in some tenuous way, it means that if you voted for breakfast, you voted for people to die. That's the gist of the story, eh? Sausages have long since carried diseases, of course, though. It's nothing new. The Black Death arrived in this country thanks to rats, which are notorious carriers of sausages. When the rats came off the ships, the sausages came with them, jumped off the rats, and, of course, hid in our 14th century supermarkets. Anyway, on the line to make sense of this terrifying Brexit sausage attack is Talk Radio's sausage correspondent. That's one of his nicknames around the office. It's Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, but can you hear me, though?
Yes.
Good. Right, so now I understand this afternoon there has been a sausage, possibly a sausage full of this disease that's been cordoned off by police. You're at the scene now. Tell us what you can see.
Yeah, I'm just behind the cordon. We keep being pushed back by police, John. It's just been discovered at a local building site underground. They believe it may have been a World War II sausage.
Yep.
That came from Germany, which in that case, that would be just absolutely the worst.
Yes, and of course, Germany is in Europe, that explains this whole Brexit sausage thing. Now, what's the procedure with an unexploded sausage? Because, I mean, obviously it has to be rendered safe. They call in what the butcher disposal unit, presumably, to deal with this? Trained butchers?
Yes, that's right. That's just one of the options. They can also purchase a temporary barbecue. And then turn that upside down and put it on the sausage until it's fully cooked.
Yep.
But something worth remembering is that advert that they used to run around this time of the year where they cut into a cooked sausage on a barbecue and it is, John, pink in the middle.
Right, and that's what they're saying in the news, isn't it? I mean, I've got the newspapers here, and the advice is with these sausages is if you are going to eat a sausage, do make sure your sausages are beyond pink. Which I think is good advice. Well, what colour should we be heading towards?
Well, you're looking at brown, John, or grey if you can't afford nice sausages.
Right, OK. And in terms of the dealing with this sausage, though, I mean, this is, I understand, has stopped several tube lines in London. I mean, this is in London we're talking about. Main lines out of London stopped because of the sausage. What are the people saying down there?
Yes, people are absolutely mortified. And the thing is, obviously, with these sausages, they're not the first food weapon that the country has experienced. There's just a loud man. Weaponized food isn't a new thing in this country, John.
No.
Obviously, with mustard gas and chocolate bombs being widely available in supermarkets, mustard gas going very well.
Yeah,
with these deathly sausages.
Yeah, in terms of the disease that comes out, so if that sausage should go off, which it will because it's a hot day and it's not in a fridge, do we understand that the hepatitis contained within it could burst out and contaminate a wide area? This is hepatitis E we're talking about. According to the papers again, it's a tropical disease. It's been mutated, so it can go into European pigs. That's why it's over here now. Bloody pigs coming over here. And so what's the advice? I mean, are the government issuing any sort of hepatitis E masks? I mean, what's the protection? What's the advice to the people? Windows closed? What are we being told?
Well, the obvious advice, John, and, you know, you only have to say it and then people will realise, is not to eat these sausages. Preferred a cured meat like chorizo, which ironically is Spanish.
Yes. But it's also salami and chorizo where this hepatitis can live.
No, because they're cured meats, and that's a pun.
So if you are ill, you should eat a cured meat to cure you.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Helpful. Right, thank you very much indeed. That's Cornelius. He's our sausage correspondent. One of his nicknames. There you have the latest there. There is a sausage in London. Now, it's been cordoned off. The police are pushing people back from the sausage should it go off, which it will in the hot sunshine because it's not in a fridge. And when it goes off, hepatitis will come out and make people ill. And that's from the sausage. It's called Brexit disease. It's in the news today. Anyway, if you know anybody who's been affected by a sausage, then do get in touch. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Thank you very much. Right, in the next half an hour, headline hijack. It's on the way. Made up news stories, please. We'd like to put one in the 2 p.m. bulletin. We'd like it to be yours. The number remains the same as you've just heard. And we should be joined, all being well, we're going to push it real good, and we're going to talk about sex, baby. We're going to talk about you and me. That's right, Salt and Pepper are in, you know, Salt and Pepper from Excellent News, from Rap, and that are going to be joining us to talk about a tour they're doing on Talk Radio before 2 o'clock. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Here's Victoria with the news.
Theresa May is being accused of making a U-turn by saying a Conservative government would consult on a possible cap on social care costs. She's been under pressure since announcing last week all those with assets of more than £100,000 would have to pay for care in their own homes. The PM insists the plan has not changed, but UKIP is claiming it as a victory. Its economic spokesman, Patrick O'Flynn, describes it as a death tax earlier.
Declaring financial war on millions of retired people who spent a working life being responsible and building up assets does not amount to compassionate conservatism. It amounts to betrayal.
Elsewhere, the Green Party's unveiled its manifesto, saying it will bring in a shorter working week if it wins the election. It's also promising to protect the environment and roll back what they're calling NHS privatisation. Elsewhere, the ex-boyfriend of reality TV star Fair McCann is set to go on trial in October following an acid attack in an East London nightclub, which left two people partially blinded. 24-year-old Arthur Collins is accused of numerous charges, including wounding with intent. Rolf Harris is attending Southwark Crown Court in person for the first time at his trial for indecent assault, where he denies several charges against him. He was released from Stafford Prison on Friday, having been jailed for other sex offences in 2014. And Facebook says keeping people safe is the most important thing it does, after documents were leaked showing how the site's moderated. The Guardian claims staff are told to ban comments about killing Donald Trump, while generic posts saying someone should die are allowed. The weather showers in the northwest, a fine and dry afternoon elsewhere, feeling warm with highs of 24 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Yes.
Yes, John.
Yes, there is. Salt and pepper.
Yes.
Big fan of the work.
Obviously.
Come on.
I mean, they're iconic.
They are iconic,
they
aren't they?
They actually are, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Condiment-based wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Where else do you get that? Yeah, can't think of one, can you?
Nowhere else,
that's
John.
That's right, exactly. And they're going to be on with us in about 15 minutes' time, I think. I mean, I haven't seen them yet. I've got no evidence that they're in the building.
I can't see them either.
Anyway, we'll find out. But that's coming on the show. As is, of course, a game of band or pig, a sausage-related game of band or pig today. Victoria as well, so.
Topical.
Yeah, isn't it? Always on top of it, me. Right. In the next bit, Headline Hijack is on the way as well. Victoria's got a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. And in 25 minutes, it will say news. But there'll be a news, made-up news lie in there. Of course, there will. And we'd like you to supply it. It's Headline Hijack. It's on the way. We'll go through some of them next. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you, John.
No, thank you. No, but thank you. Thank you.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
25 to 2 Monday afternoon. Here we go. Time for Headline Hijack. So the reason we do it, in case you are a new listener and you're thinking, well, why do you put a made-up news story in the 2pm bulletin? Why, John, why? Well, it's very simple. It's to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit of it. The data indicate that between 1 and 2 is lunchtime. People pop out, don't they, for the lunch? Often they don't take the radio with them. I mean, they may take the talk radio out. Really work very well, so I don't know why you bother. But you know, give it a try. There we are, accompanying you to lunch. But if you're not listening to this, then you won't know that there's a made-up news story on the way. Just you, my friend, who is listening, and I will know. And here's where we go through some of them. All you need to do is come up with some words that you know, put them in an order that sounds a bit like a plausible news story, and we will stick it into Victoria's bulletin. And it'll sound real when it's said at 2 o'clock. And then we'll never refer to it again. That's how it works. We call it headline hijack. Cornelius has got... who's back? Hi, Cornelius.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there. All went off, passed off peacefully with a sausage incident.
Yeah, it didn't go off in the end. The moose went and just ate it.
Moose from TalkSport, yeah. Not surprised. That's what you do with unexploded food. You just throw the moose at it and he kind of just, you know, takes one for the team, doesn't he? Sacker, throws himself onto it with his mouth. It's good.
It's the only time you see him running.
So what have you got there?
A headline hijack.
That's right. What does it say?
It says, this is from Kevin, who says, Donald Trump has challenged former wrestler Dwayne Johnson to a wrestling match after the former professional wrestler said that he would run against Trump in the next US election. Johnson, who is also known under the pseudonym The Rock, has not yet responded to the challenge, but is expected to accept.
I mean, there is nothing you'd put past the Trump presidency at this stage, so no. I wouldn't be surprised if that didn't happen in Vegas. Now, could pencil erasers hold the secret for the cure to hay fever? This has come in from...
I hope so.
Jenny. Hi, Jenny. A study of 18,000 school children over 10 years has shown that kids who had larger pencil erasers in their pencil cases at school were 70% fewer likely to suffer from hay fever. And the study is set to continue for another 10 years.
It's a very big study, that.
This is, isn't it? You got another one there? I expect so.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on then.
For the first time ever, a woman has breastfed a baby whilst flying on an aeroplane. Sally Milchard has been a professional pilot for 17 years and posted the picture of her feeding her baby, which is believed to be the first case since new flight regulation rules allow for breastfeeding.
I'm struggling with how to read again. Because he ate that sausage. In the next bit of the programme, then, I promised you hot guest action. That is exactly what we will be delivering. Not only salt, but also pepper, out of Salt and Pepper. Will be joining us to talk about a tour they're doing. They're currently doing a tour. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the music. We'll talk about them, frankly, on Talk Radio, on the radio, this Monday afternoon. It's coming up to 22. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Get closer to sporting history with a new Southview season ticket from Club Wembley, offering seats at Wembley Stadium for some of the biggest sport and entertainment events, including the England men's international matches, the Emirates FA Cup, plus music concerts, NFL and boxing. Prices start from £999, T's and C's apply. Purchase your season ticket by 5 p.m. on Thursday the 25th of May and get your Emirates FA Cup final ticket included for an extra £120, subject to availability. Visit clubwembley.com for more information.
Ali's tricked you, citrus salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food. He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight, and one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's Trick 2 Citrus Salmon recipe in-store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Hampshire's M3 still looking slow-moving after earlier southbound problems between junctions 5 for Hook and 6 for Basingstoke. To the west of Tiverton in Devon, both sides of the A361 have been closed both ways. That's because of a serious accident, causing you trouble if you're trying to get between Tiverton and Barnstable. No change in siren sets to both sides of the Stow Road. The A429 are closed around the B445 after an accident there. And there's still queues on the M54 in Shropshire, west around junction 3 for Albrighton. One lane remains closed at the scene of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Skeletor got £125 cash back at Money's Supermarket, and now he feels like the world's his theatre. So, baby, remember his name! Get £125 cash back when you switch your current account to First Direct Bank. Another exclusive deal from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 3rd. For the offer, switch via Money Supermarket using the current account switch service and deposit £1,000 within 3 months of the account opening. New First Direct customers only. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. It is just coming up to a time, but it's a different time to the time I said it was coming up to earlier. And before we talk to the guests that I promised you, well, let's hear a bit of them. You don't need me to tell you. That is Push It. That is Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper in the studio. Hello, Salt and Pepper.
Hey.
How are you?
We're good. We're back in London after
Three years was the last time.
Yeah, we did a festival with Outkast and Bruno Mars, J. Cole, Salt and Pepper. And it was what was it called?
I keep forgetting.
It's something you guys do every year. I can't remember.
Well, there's a lot of festivals. So
yeah.
I could list them all.
Yeah.
All
right. Right. Something One. Is there something One? S1 or something like that?
S1.
Yeah.
SE1. SE1. Maybe that was it.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Do you know what? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But it was fun.
It was fun.
Of course it was fun.
The only thing that matters is that we're back.
You are back. Yeah. And it's good to have you back. So look, you know, it's been... I was just trying to remember when I first sort of heard of you. So I guess it would have been... what year was sort of Push It and Let's Talk About
in
Sex?
In the 80s.
Kind of mid to late 80s,
yes.
I guess, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yeah,
exactly. Push It came out in 86.
86.
Yeah,
all right.
And our first song, Showstopper, came out in 85.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
But I guess when over here you came to attention with Push It, didn't you, and stuff, and then the sex song.
That everyone, yeah, that let's talk about
yeah.
sex.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was actually quite a... At the time, for, you know, sort of young women rappers coming straight out of Queens,
right.
Just actually with that agenda, just going, okay, here we go. You know, that was kind of...
In your face.
In your face before the Spice Girls got there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And was that kind of a deliberate move to do that? That was a kind of like, here's our attitude, here's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, always been a male-dominated field, but that was just us, very focused, very driven, very in your face, you know, spoke, you know, whatever was on our mind. We were very direct, and I think that's why we was, like, well-received, you know, and we were, like, you know, for all the ladies, you know, they was like, oh, my girls, they, you know, they talking that that we want to hear.
Yeah. Let's talk about sex was really about communication, too. You know, it was during the time when people were becoming aware of HIV and AIDS. And so it was, we were saying, like, communication is the key in any relationship. And nobody wants to talk about sex, you know. And it was a challenge to radio in the beginning of the song. We said, we know you're not going to play this on the radio. But they ended up playing it. And it became one of Salt-N-Pepa's greatest hits ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And defining of a time as well.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah.
And in terms of how you broke through then, because obviously it was very male-dominated at the time, and hip-hop and rap and that. Right. So it, I mean, was it hard? Was it a struggle? I mean, what was it like back then?
I mean, we were very successful in the beginning. I mean, it's 31 years we're in the game, but we were very blessed and fortunate to have a hit record off the back. And we've proven ourselves time after time with platinum, you know, albums and, you know, singles. And so us, you know what I mean?
She keeps saying that word every day.
Yeah, so we apologize on behalf of anybody who doesn't want to hear a rapper swear. But, you know, you can't have a rapper without
saying a little bit, right?
Saying a small swear word.
A small one.
We'll apologize to anyone who's offended by that.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm a rapper.
Yes. I've got a swearing Pepper in here. The last time that happened, when Peppa Pig came in. What a potty mouth Peppa Pig is.
Yes, right. Peppa Pig.
Yeah, but it was for us, it was like a train ride to success. We don't have that, like, really trying hard, scratching our way to the top story. Like, as soon as that Showstopper song hit, which was the answer to Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh's The Show, then after that it was Tramp and it was Push It, and then all the other songs came behind. I'll Take Your Man and What a Man and Shoop. And, you know, it just kept going and going and going. So we were really blessed, you know. But being female, in any area, corporate America, music, it doesn't matter, you know, it's just harder to get through, you know, and to be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. And we really worked hard to be taken
prove yourself,
seriously.
Right?
Russell Simmons gave us a thumbs down. He said, we'll never last. And then a few years later, he tried to sign us to Def Jam. And we were like, nah, we good. So, you know. But Salt-N-Pepa, we just got together and everything just lined up for us amazingly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this tour that you're doing now.
I love the 90s.
Yeah, we love the 90s. We had Coolio on as well a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. He a character.
Yeah. Well, that's one word for him, yeah.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah. No, he was great. I mean, he was.
Yes.
But I'll be honest with you, he wasn't as good as you because he couldn't be asked to come here. Right? So we had to speak to him on ISDN.
Right? Really?
From some sort of jacuzzi or something. You know, I don't know. But you guys have turned up, so we appreciate
that's right,
that.
We turn up.
Thank
right. So
you,
when
thank
you see you. Coolio, you can go, well, we gave it our all, Coolio.
That's right.
Oh, this half-baked attempt.
Right,
although Peppery didn't swear. So,
I
you
did.
Know, so, but it's interesting, you know, because who else is on this tour? We've got, I mean, Vanilla Ice is doing it as well, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, Colour Me Bad.
Tone Loc,
yeah. Young MC.
So what's it like backstage when you're, you know, you got all you of a certain era, there's a certain sound going on. You know, do you all get on? Or is it sort of bitter fighting sort of?
Not at all. Thing? Like, this tour is such a success. I mean, it's fun. We all get along great. You know, I'm in everyone's room, like, bugging out. You know.
Whether they want you or not.
Whether they want me or not, I'll be like, hey, what's going on? And, you know, it's funny because, you know, usually there's a headliner and you know, it's all about the headliner, but as a tour, as in whole, our lighting, our sound, everything, we want everyone to shine and look good. And so we all work together. Yeah. And like days that we're off or something, we'll all go like bowling or something. Like, so everyone.
That'd be weird if all of you got someone in a local bowling alley.
Yes. We love that. We love to go bowling.
That'd be amazing. You're just sitting there and just sort of, you know, oh, I'm just going bowling today. And then you do, and then in walks Salt-N-Pepa, Helio, Tone Loc. This is the weirdest bowling day I've ever had.
The whole crew.
The whole crew.
It's actually a weird lineup. When they first told us about the the lineup. We were like, really? And then we did some test shows, and it just took off from there. We're like in year two going into 2018 with this tour. So it's just amazing and selling out, you know. It's,
everywhere.
And now we're about to go back to Australia, and we're doing the whole UK.
So it's a proper
run.
World sort of stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
Canada, everywhere.
Everywhere.
And when Salt Pepper were kind of, I mean, how fast did it take to go global in terms of, because obviously we had the hits here from America, but then, I mean, was it all at the same time that other countries?
Push It sent us global. That was our song. Like, we did a song called I'll Take Your Man that legitimized us and our street cred, because, you know, you gotta get that first. And once we got that, and then Push It was the song that actually just took us to pop. You know, Pep always says we were pop before it was popular. A lot of people gave us flack. You know, you get that whole crossover sellout kind of thing people
in the
start
beginning.
Saying. And we didn't mind because we were in the UK collecting platinum plaques. So it's all good, honey.
That's right.
And we're still here.
Yeah. And where did you hang the platinum? Where is it? You still got it hanging up?
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
I have a whole in my TV entertainment room.
Yeah, I'm getting you with your entertainment
with my
room.
Piano, my grand piano. Like, I actually have two.
Oh, you're showing off now.
I know. I just
she toots that horn.
Do you? I mean, when they give you an award, right? So you know, you got a Grammy, didn't you? Is
that, yes,
you
did.
Yeah. So when do you get one each, or do you have to share it? I mean, how do you get one each?
You get one.
We would be pulling each other's hair out.
That's right.
Trying to figure out who gets that Grammy. No, and she would get it because she is a brat.
She's a fighter.
She's a brat. That's what she is.
Brat.
She's just turned into a demon in the elevator because she's hungry.
I'm hungry.
You said you were hungry when you came. I can't believe they haven't fed you.
I haven't fed me yet.
It's 10 to 2. What are they doing out there?
I don't know.
It's 10 to 2 and I haven't had breakfast. Yes.
How many interviews have you done today, Pepper?
28.
I mean, you're named after condiments and they haven't given you any food. This is a terrible irony.
Thank you, reminding of myself, Salt and Pepper.
Yeah. So okay. So hang on. So you've done about 20 interviews, and you've got PR people out there, all with their cool shades on,
Sasha
out there. But they've not fed you anything. This is terrible.
They're waving the pet tie.
Look what they've got. They've got you a bag of food,
and now we got to eat out of a box. We can't even sit down.
What have they got for you? Do you know what they've got?
Pet tie.
Okay. Oh, well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I love it.
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
This is your first time.
I'm ready to try it. No, I tried
pet. I got to say, if you didn't like it, this would be a terrible moment.
It's going to be
I can eat anything right now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for keeping you from your food, but
this is a family radio?
You saw this whole once, so don't
I won't go.
Yeah, don't let her. She actually really loves to talk about sex. It's like, I'm not kidding. Yo, I am not kidding.
That song is a reality.
It is, honey. Okay. That's what I have to
have. She's like one of the guys. All the ladies have to leave the room when she gets going.
All right, I'm not going to let that pass by, right? Bear in mind, it is a time it is in the day.
Right,
and it might be children listening.
Right. Yeah.
But I can't live my life without saying to Salt and Pepper, let's talk about sex, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
But,
you know.
But let's not.
Is she that bad, really?
No, she is.
Really?
I am.
TMI to the next level,
wow,
honey. I'd be like, I did not need to know that.
That's why I'm always on timeout, like... That's why.
Wow.
Yeah, I put on.
So you're kind of, Salt, you're in kind of, sounds to me like you're a bit sort of in charge of this. I'm like, trying to keep her in order all of the time.
She always looks to me and she's like, is that okay?
Is that okay?
No, that's not okay. She says she doesn't have a filter.
I don't.
So
really?
I'm her filter.
I'm trying.
You're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I only swore once.
Only because I'm here. Only because I'm here. When I'm not around, I don't know what's going on out there. I know. She's looking at me like, I go wild. Yeah. She's a lot.
I'm tempted to ask you the wildest thing you've ever done now, but I don't think it'd be very sensible, would it?
No.
Is this a family show?
Yeah.
You can't ask me the wildest thing.
Okay. Do you want to mime it? I see.
Okay.
Right, good.
All right.
Well, we are just about out of time.
Okay.
So, dodged a bullet there. So I'm going to let you get to your food.
Thank
before
you.
Before it all goes really wrong.
Right, yes. Thank you, honey.
But listen, give us the dates. When's it happening?
End of September, beginning of October. Okay. I love the 90s. Just go Google it. It'll come up.
It'll be there.
Yeah. Come see it. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Of course
it's a great
it is.
Show I love and a 90s. Great experience.
All right. Listen, salt and pepper.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Where's Spinderella, by the way? I need to ask you that.
She's landing today.
Yeah, she had a gig, so she missed all the press. Poor thing.
All right. Look, thanks very much for coming in. So there all you go. There's right. your details. You can Google that. Salt and pepper with vanilla ice. Coolio, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago. We'll probably get through them all. Colour Me Bad might be on here in a couple of weeks. I don't know.
Yeah.
But good stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
go
honey.
And have
thank
your
you.
Food, for heaven's sake.
Oh, yes.
Before all you turn into a monster.
I know. You don't want that.
Yeah. Well, don't know. Right, in the next bit of the programme then, we will be going through the papers. It's the Diversity Paper Review. Later on the programme, a sausage disease-related game of band or pig. All coming. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Up-to-the-minute breaking news and instant reaction on the radio station that's got everyone talking.
You might very well think that. You know I couldn't possibly comment.
Talk Radio.
MyGarnita.com.
A new clutch? That's really gonna cost me.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarmeter.com.
It's lights out and away we go. That emergency plumbing job is no match for Nigel and his Renault traffic van. It's his best performance yet. Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
oh, that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
You know the saying, blink and you'll miss it? Well, you could use it for TalkTalk's Fibre Flash sale. Because for a very short time, you can get TalkTalk Fibre, which is four times faster than standard ADSL broadband, for just £25 a month, including line rental, for 2 whole years. It's Britain's lowest priced fibre compared to Sky, BT and Virgin over 24 months, saving you up to £535 versus BT. But hurry, the flash sale ends June the 1st. Search TalkTalk Fibre and join now. TalkTalk. For everyone.
Comparison with BT excludes voucher and is based on TalkTalk's faster up to 38 meg and BT's Infinity One up to 52 meg packages. Contract and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tories climb down on dementia tax, racist attacker is jailed, and a great car boot sale find.
Talk Radio.
Less than a week after it was announced, Theresa May is fighting off accusations of a U-turn on social care policies.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. We are offering a long-term solution for the sustainability of social care for the future.
The Prime Minister shook her head as reporters in Wrexham suggested she changed her mind because planned rule changes on how care would be paid for were so unpopular. She now says if she wins the general election, there'll be a consultation on the absolute limits of how much people are charged. The Liberal Democrats reckon this shows you can't trust anything in the Tory manifesto. Meanwhile, the Green Party's released its plans. They're promising to protect the environment and roll back what they're calling NHS privatisation, funded partly by scrapping Britain's nuclear deterrent. The party's co-leader, Caroline Lucas, says if elected, they'll also bring in a shorter working week and introduce a referendum on the Brexit deal.
It is the British people who should be able to look at the small print of the final deal. And if they like it, then fine. But if they don't, then they should have, we should have, that right to remain inside the EU. And that is what the Green Party is offering.
You have until midnight tonight to register to vote. A man has been jailed for almost 4 years for kicking a pregnant Muslim woman in the stomach in a racist attack. Samson Haji Ali had a miscarriage after 37-year-old David Gallagher assaulted her in August last year. 9 people have appeared in court charged with conspiring to use drones to fly drugs and weapons into prisons. It's claimed the group supplied contraband to inmates over an 18-month period. And a large diamond ring is expected to fetch £350,000 at auction in July, 30 years after its owner paid just £10 for it. They picked it up at a car boot sale. They've been wearing it ever since, thinking it was costume jewellery.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Showers yep. in the northwest, fine and dry elsewhere, feeling warm with highs of 24 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much.
It's all right.
Thank you very much indeed for that. I was going to tell you earlier, I forgot, because you know I was ill last week.
You were ill last week?
I was awful last week.
Oh, yeah.
And as I said on Friday, I don't get ill.
No.
Right? So when I was ill, it took me a bit by surprise. And I'm still not 100%. And I keep having to go back to hospital for various tests, right? Mm. But now they've given me... So they gave me medication last week that didn't do anything. So I had to go back to the hospital.
Okay.
And have more medication. And that really didn't do anything. And they don't really know what it is. This is the weird thing. So, and it manifested itself in sort of high fever of 104, 105, that kind of thing. But
very hot.
It is, but with no other symptoms around it, such as a flu or cold or Brexit sausage disease. Nothing was... Anyway, so I got home on Friday after the show here. And you know, you said I looked a bit ropey and probably shouldn't have come to work.
Yeah, you did. You were grey.
There was a message on the answer phone from the doctor saying, could you come back urgently, please? We've had the results from your blood match.
Urgently?
Yeah.
You know, oh, my.
You don't want to hear that, do you?
No.
No.
So they just rang you, like, on your home phone as opposed
not
to your mobile?
Yeah, mobile, which is the number they still had. But...
Which is also probably, if it is urgent, that's what they should be ringing.
Well, you think. Mm. Anyway, so anyway, by the time I pick that message up, the doctor's shut, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he said, so what I've done, he said, on the message, he said, but in case you don't get this, what I'm going to do, I'm going to write you a prescription for something that you need to take, and I'm going to leave it at the chemist's near to the doctor's. So first chance you get, go and pick it up and start taking them and stop taking the other stuff.
Wow.
That was the message I got.
That's quite scary.
Yeah, right. So I went and picked up the tablets he'd left for me.
Yeah.
Right? And I've never heard of that. I can't even pronounce it. But anyway, so I opened them up. And you know, you look at the instruction leaflet a bit. Mm-hmm. You just go, what's that? And it was like unrolling a scroll. I mean, it was huge.
Oh, man.
The first thing it said is this medicine is used to treat conditions associated, here we go, with anthrax or the plague.
What?
It actually said that.
The plague?
Yes.
What year are we living in?
I know, but that's what it said.
Wow.
Yeah, so what the hell have I...
Have you been opening Julia's post again?
That's what I've got.
You got the plague.
Or the anthrax.
I'm pretty sure that is contagious.
Well, yeah.
That was a big problem.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what I know. But they're still doing tests, they don't know. Anyway,
well, good luck, John. I hope you hang
just
in.
Saying. Yeah. Anyway, here's Pete Tabbett. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Former Everton captain Phil Neville believes Ross Barkley will leave the club this summer. After a 3-1 defeat to Arsenal yesterday in their final Premier League game of the season, manager Ronald Koeman said a statement would be made today about the midfielder's future. He'd given Barkley until the weekend just gone to decide on whether to agree a new deal. Scotland manager Gordon Strachan says Callum McGregor is one of a number of unlucky midfielders to miss out on a place in the latest squad. Despite speculation the uncapped Celtic player would be included, he's not in the group for the World Cup qualifier with England. Brighton winger Jamie Murphy and Aberdeen pair Kenny McLean and Mark Reynolds are involved. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger is set to be without at least one key defender for Saturday's FA Cup final against Chelsea. Captain Laurent Koscielny was sent off in yesterday's win against Everton and will miss the final through suspension. Fellow central defender Gabriel was stretchered off in the game with a knee injury. And in rugby league, Catalan Dragons head coach Laurent Frechinou has left the club with immediate effect. They've lost their last five games in all competitions, including yesterday's 18-10 Magic weekend defeat to Huddersfield. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, it's estimated that the average 15-year-old school child is now so clever, due to advancements in technology used in education, that 40 years ago, they would be trusted to carry out simple medical operations. Experts have been saying that going forward, the need for universities could decrease rapidly.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria there. And Patabat for the sport. Next, we go through the papers for you. It's the Diversity Paper Review. It's on the way. It's Talk Radio. Afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 6 minutes past 2 o'clock, and well, as I pointed out, we will be going through the newspapers, and we're going to be going through the newspapers now. Right then, Diversity Paper Review. Here's how it works. There are newspapers. They need reviewing. Oh, they won't review themselves. So in the media, you've probably seen it before. People turn up, don't they? And they go through the newspapers and they review them. We do the same, except each day we invite a different diversity to do it as part of our commitment to diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back Mark, and Mark's diversity is that he is...
Brown,
that's right. And what have you seen in the papers today, Mark?
I've seen sea lions.
Sea lions?
Oh, yeah.
Sea lions, yeah. Actually, a sea lion.
Right, not a hepatitis sea lion, I hope.
As far as I'm aware, no.
All right, just checking.
But he hasn't been tested, so it could be. Who knows? This is an article written, it's in all the papers today,
yep.
But it's been written up about a video that went viral over the weekend of a little girl being just kind of mulling about by the seaside,
yep.
And being dragged into the sea by a sea lion. I shouldn't laugh.
You did actually, laugh at that?
I did.
You did, yeah. And that doesn't sound good.
No, but I didn't mean to laugh because it is quite funny.
Yeah.
Because she gets saved and nothing happens.
That's all right. Thank goodness it ended like that.
Yeah. But a lot of people on kind of social media are kind of saying, like, look at this sea lion doing what it does naturally, grabbing little girls and chucking them into the sea. That's why we shouldn't keep them in captivity.
Yes. So what was she doing? Was she goading it?
She was just kind of looking at it, I think.
Right.
From the video clip I can see, there is no evidence that she did anything untoward.
Yeah, it looked like she was sitting on the wall next to the... thing, because it bit her on the bottom and dragged her in.
They're vicious creatures, though. Sea lions, they're not... I mean, the word lion there, they're not messing about. You know, they're not called sea kittens, are they?
No, they're not.
Sea bloody lions. So,
have you met a sea lion in the wild?
No, I don't think I've met a sea lion in the wild. But I know someone who was... Was it a sea lion? Someone in Antarctica. Would it have been a sea lion? I think it was. Or a bull seal, something like that. Anyway, something that doesn't look like it would do much. Anyway, basically took a chunk out of their leg. They had to be airlifted back to Port Stanley in the Falklands for emergency medical treatment, otherwise they'd die, because it just bit a chunk out of them.
Yikes.
Yikes indeed. Yeah.
Do you think sea lions could be the subject of a future documentary by John Holmes?
Well, I'm thinking they could now, yes. Yeah. Or it would bat me into the
sea. We could try and recreate that very scene.
Yeah.
Just wear that a dress and try and get dragged in. Maybe it was a dress it didn't like. It was like... Yeah, that's a silly dress.
What, like sea lions are sort of attracted to certain dress, like thunderbugs. You know, thunderbugs that you get this time of year. They'll land on. If you're wearing yellow, they'll land on that, won't they?
Yeah, but maybe sea lions are the fashion police.
Maybe, I mean, you're pushing it now. Yeah, maybe, to use a salt and pepperism.
Yeah.
Did you see Salt and Pepper, by the way?
No.
Did you miss Salt and Pepper?
Yeah. Miss Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper. They're in here.
They're actual salt. You're actually sitting where Pepper sat.
No way.
Yes way. You're sitting in the seat of Pepper. And she said a dirty swear on the radio. I had to apologise.
No way.
Yeah. Right, it didn't go out. I'm glad to report.
Did it get dumped?
Yes.
Oh. Anyway, she said... All right.
Did she not know she was not allowed to swear?
Yeah, that she apologised.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, she's a rapper.
What were they talking about? Were they...
Mainly swear words.
Yeah. They were talking about sex, baby. They were talking about you and me.
Why? What happened between you two?
Don't. I don't want to be the subject of any more office gossip.
Okay, fine. I'll move away from it. Yeah. Right, so the sea lion, but she's fine. There's a video of it. But who was shooting the video? And why? Her parents? And they didn't think to go and...
John, it's 2017. That's a silly question to ask. Just always assume someone is shooting the video.
Yeah, fair point.
Always assume that.
All right. All right, but she's fine. The sea lion's fine. It just took a liking to her and chucked her in the sea a bit.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it. And now she's fine.
that's basically just as far as I'm aware. Yeah, though there is some guy who dives in and saves her, who is the actual absolute hero of this.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, you mentioned that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Clearly, yeah. So she gets dragged in.
Yeah.
She goes under. You know, they say you go under three times before it's over.
Right.
And obviously she's going under, so she's got two more goes, yeah, effectively, to try and save herself.
Yeah.
But she's a little girl and she's possibly got the sea lion fighting her.
Yeah.
This person, I don't know whether it's a relative of hers or not, dives straight in,
yeah,
and drags her out. Absolute hero. That guy deserves a Blue Peter badge or something.
Yeah.
Like, but okay, it's in Canada, so he probably doesn't know what they are.
It's a heartwarming tale.
It is.
Don't go near sea lions, kids.
Yeah.
They're vicious.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Mushrooms.
Yep.
They're best for your health if you microwave them.
You can microwave them?
Yeah, I didn't know this. Hate microwave anything in the microwave.
Really?
Yeah, because it goes cold too quickly for my liking.
Oh.
And we don't even have a microwave in our house.
Right.
And because microwaves are rubbish.
How do you do them in the microwave?
Well, I assume you just stick them in and turn the microwave on. That's the only way you
really?
Can do
it.
Yeah.
That won't taste that nice, though. You can't put them in, like, you know...
Well, that's just a hot mushroom,
them,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you cook them, all the goodness goes away. They did a study on this in Spain.
Yeah. Oh, Spain.
Right, yeah. but
you should ideally eat them raw. You should eat everything.
I don't mind. I'll eat a raw mushroom. I don't mind a raw mushroom.
No,
I'll
happily eat a raw mushroom.
Do you wash them before you eat them?
Oh yeah.
You got it. Have soil on.
Yeah.
A little bit of mud never did anyone any harm, did it?
So you put them in the microwave, and that's the rules now. You just do that.
Yeah.
Who says?
Spain, Spanish people. I say Spain, pointed vaguely at Marta, who is Spanish.
Oh, she's through there. Yeah. Let's find out. She's Spanish. Hi, Marta.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello. Marta presses the button through the wall.
Sometimes.
Yes, sometimes on time. How do you eat yours?
I fry them.
It's not good for you.
That's what
I know. I don't have them often, but if I do, I fry them a little bit.
Right, there we go. Fascinating insight from Spain there. Thank you very much.
Another.
I blame Brexit. So we've got to microwave our mushrooms. That's the new. It's in the news.
It's in
the papers.
The news. Yeah, it's in the papers. Page 3 of the Times.
Right.
Yeah, microwave them or eat them raw. Otherwise, it's not worth eating.
Okay.
There's a new app out, a new dating app.
A new one?
A new one.
Does the world need that?
Yeah, well, apparently so. The twist on this one is that you don't actually get to see the person's face you're matching with.
What bit of them do you see?
You don't see anything.
Oh.
You just get to speak to them.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how quaint. How old-fashioned. Yeah. Right, so...
Which kind of brings up a wider debate of, you know, what is more important, physical attraction or personality?
Well, initially...
I think so too.
It's physical, isn't it? Because we're human. It's just nature.
Exactly.
So the initial attraction to anybody at all ever is physical, initially. It can change over time and grow and all those things, but the initial attraction is always just visual, isn't it? Or physical.
Yeah. I get that. What happens if you talk to someone who you don't like? Basically, in my opinion, this app is encouraging people to be catfished.
Right. Right.
And I don't see why...
What's catfish mean?
It's... Do you not know what a catfish is? I'm surprised.
You mean the animal?
Yeah, the animal.
Did it drag a girl into the water?
No, not as far as I'm aware. Oh. So there is a popular TV show on MTV, which was spun out for film called Catfish, the movie, where basically this guy gets duped into thinking that he's having an online relationship with somebody, and then goes to meet this person, and this person is not the person that was described to him, and that is called a catfish.
Mm.
Is the person doing the describing the catfish, or is the catfish the person who falls for the catfish?
The person who sells himself as being something they're not is the catfish.
Is a catfish.
Yeah, because apparently that's what catfish do in the wild,
right.
I think.
So what's a bottle man?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That was just two random words you put together.
Well, catfish and the bottle man.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. I don't listen to that kind of music.
Okay. So, what's the app called?
Appentis, I think.
Appentis?
Yeah. I've clearly pronounced that wrong. It's a bit too highbrow for me anyway.
Right. Sorry.
The Apprentice?
No. Appentis.
Right, so you join that and you just
You just say you just start talking to strangers.
You just start talking to strangers. Yeah, there's no difference between that and like a chat room back before social media. Do you remember those when you used to just go into like Yahoo chat and talk to random people, and then your parents would be like, "Don't talk to random strangers on the internet." Be like, "Of course I don't do that. Of course I don't do that."
Yeah,
and then you'd be in your back in your bedroom 20 minutes later doing that.
Right. Okay. Well, it's nice, you know, that we're reminiscing about the old days with chat rooms.
Yeah.
Good. What else is in the papers?
M&S yep. have solved their big fruit salad conundrum.
I didn't know they had one, but
okay. Well, for years they were selling fruit salads without bananas in them.
Right.
Because they reckoned bananas were turning brown and then turning all the other fruit brown.
Okay.
But now they've come up with a solution that they can put bananas in their fruit salad.
Yeah.
And the other fruit won't go brown and the bananas won't go brown.
Right.
Personally, I say, what's wrong with the stuff going brown?
I was
going
to say, in true diversity terms, we should embrace that.
Exactly.
Shouldn't we?
Yeah.
And fruit, frankly, can identify however fruit wants to.
Exactly. It's 2017.
I'm not going to banana shame anything.
Yeah.
Brown shame in this case. If fruit wants to identify as brown,
yeah,
then that fruit is entirely allowed to do it in a non-binary, whatever fruit way it wants to do it. I don't mind. No, neither should anyone mind. So that's absolutely fine.
Exactly.
Anyway, how are they doing this?
They've got a spray which involves citric acid and amino acid, which are sprayed on the bananas once they're peeled, but before they're chopped.
Right.
And that keeps them yellow or banana-coloured for longer.
It's racist in a way, isn't it?
It's perverse in a way because it's stunting their growth, isn't it?
It's altering the natural order of things.
Yeah.
Because I had a banana earlier. And it was just about right. It was just about correct, I'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't want them when they do go brown. No offence, Mark. They do go a bit soggy, don't they?
That's the word. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But that's
once they go brown, they're ready for cooking. They're not ready for eating raw, are they?
There you go.
I think bananas don't taste quite right anymore because they used to be a bit sweeter, but now they all look the same, which is weird in itself.
Yeah, that's what I'd
say. And they all taste a bit blander.
That's why, isn't it? Do you blame Brexit? What do you blame for that?
I don't know who I blame for that. I haven't really thought it
through. Are they not as sweet as they used to be?
I don't think so.
You should have a plantain.
They're less sweet, though.
I thought they were more savoury. Which are the sweeter ones, then? Or is that just a banana that I was thinking
about? That's a foam banana pick and mix you're
That's
eating.
What I'm thinking of, banana pick and mix. Yes, exactly right.
Well, when we used to go to Sri Lanka when we were kids, there was like 18 different types of bananas there.
Yes.
And now over here, there is just one. Over there, you could get like green bananas. That was sweet. And you could get red bananas as well, which in the UK, I've never seen. Never seen a red banana here. I think there might... Is the new Mario Kart got red bananas?
This is fascinating now. But we're out of time.
Sorry.
No, it's
all gone bananas.
It's all in the papers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Mark,
thanks
for coming in and remind us of your diversity.
I am brown.
You can get sprayed with acid or something for that?
Yeah. It's too late now. I've turned.
You're only good for cooking now.
Yeah.
listen, Mark, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
A pleasure as always. Mark there with the Diversity Paper Review. In the next bit, we'll be bringing you up to date with the election. We want to know what the leaders are doing, don't we? We all want to know that. What are the leaders doing? The leaders.
I don't know.
Well, we'll follow them. We'll follow the leaders to find out what they're doing in the election. Also, our political coverage continues. Our political editor, Cornelius, hello.
Hello.
We'll be out and about with today's spotlight. Today's spotlight's on...
Newcastle North.
That's right, as we go round the constituencies in the run-up to the election. That plus a game of Band or Pig on the way as well this afternoon. And work experience punditry. Sophie's going to be here to go through some television for us. The world's worst idea for a radio competition. Hear it here this afternoon before 4. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The spin, the soapboxing, the swing.
But how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
My thing, my abs, they're big on Instagram. Well, they were until I dropped a dumbbell on my phone. Anyway, I need a replacement. 12 megapixel camera for maximum muscle definition. But my budget is lower than my body fat ratio. So, you know what? It's got to be refurb.
Russell's thing. It's clearly a refurbished smartphone from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay.
Find your thing.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise. Our unique 5-day money-back guarantee and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's still delays to the west of Tiverton in Devon, with both sides of the A361 closed because of a serious accident. The London Ban in Fawes busy towards Junction 4B for the M25, where a vehicle's broken down. One lane's out there. Similar problem affecting the clockwise M25 around Junction 23 for the A1M. That's looking very busy. You're slowing down on the southbound M1 through Northamptonshire towards an accident near Junction 15 for Northampton. But better news in Cirencester for the Stow Road, the A429. The accident near to the B4425 has been recovered. I'm Jarena Adams.
You can talk loads on the internet. I talk to my friends all the time, even like 5 or 7 at once. I can talk to my older brother at uni. I can even talk with people I've never heard of, like BubbleBot77, who wants to hang out. Shall I tell him where I live?
When your kids have questions about the internet, make sure it's you they turn to. Regular chats together will help you keep them safe. For help and advice from O2 and NSPCC, search Share Aware.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
It's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's time, isn't it? Time and that and stuff and everything. And the time it's the time for is the time that we must follow the leader. All right, 12 days away. Is that all it is? 12 days? To
No, 17, so that's a typo.
Why did you say 12?
Well, it's a typo, isn't it?
Oh. We are typo days away from the general election on the 8th of June. And the party leaders are busy running around the country in search of photo opportunities and votes, of course. Now, the good news is that Talk Radio is the place to keep up to date as to where those party leaders are and what they are doing. So from eggings to Ed Stones, we'll keep you up to date as we follow the leaders. Right, Theresa May, she's one of them. She's in Wrexham today to launch the Conservative Welsh Manifesto. She's been announcing a cap on payments for care of the elderly.
This manifesto says that we will come forward with a consultation paper, a government green paper. And that consultation will include an absolute limit on the amount people have to pay for their care costs.
Yep. Some say she's doing a U-turn after the manifesto, of course, didn't play very well, did it, over the... over the weekend, and the polls showed the gap between Labour and the Conservatives closing as a result of that. So there's been a sort of U-turn on it this morning. This is all to do with, of course, your house having to pay for your social care as you're older. Tories are denying a U-turn on it. That's what many are seeing from it. But let's not forget Jeremy Corbyn. Now, he's had a busy weekend supporting the Libertines in the Wirral. But today he's in the culture capital that is Hull. He's been pledging to support the arts.
We will end austerity to boost creativity. It will be amongst the biggest arts infrastructure funds ever created. It will boost arts, music, theatre and literature, upgrading our cultural and creative infrastructure for the digital age.
There he is. Jeremy Corbyn in Hull. Tim Farron, he's having a busy afternoon as well. He's in Richmond in London visiting the food manufacturers Grays. He thinks the Tories are taking voters for granted.
If you or your loved one has or will get dementia, they are coming for you. And that tells you two things. It tells you a little bit about the character of those at the top of the Conservative Party. Mean, calculating, uncaring. It also tells you that the Conservatives think they have this in the bag.
Ah, he said before eating a nut from a box. Caroline Lucas, she of the Green Party, she's in central London today. They're launching their manifesto. She still wants a second referendum.
It is the British people who should be able to look at the small print of the final deal. And if they like it, then fine. But if they don't, then they should have, we should have, that right to remain inside the EU. And that is what the Green Party is offering.
There you go, Caroline Lucas, that's what she's doing. Paul Nuttall. Kicking it in Clacton today. It probably won't come as a surprise, but he wants managed migration.
If we continue on the same road that we're on at the moment, then the population of this country will be 80 million by the middle of the century. It puts pressure on housing, on schools, on hospitals, and actually it breaks up communities and turns communities upside down.
I'll be honest, I don't think anyone's going to live that long. I don't think anyone's going to get to 80 million, I think. Not with the NHS in its current state, no. Now, Nicola Sturgeon, for her part, you know, the Scottish one, spent last night doing the Scottish leaders debate for the television. And she's been talking about the independence referendum in relation to Brexit.
The SNP won a mandate on the question of giving people in Scotland the choice in the circumstances of Brexit at last year's Scottish election. So there's another test of public opinion on June the 8th. You know, elections are what determine public opinion.
Yeah, we go. So that's kind of brought you up to date with what they're all doing in the day. Because it's important that you know. We'll keep our eye on them and let you know what they're doing tomorrow as we play another round of Follow the Leader.
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. And freeze!
Yes, in the next half an hour of the programme, cometh the half an hour of the programme, cometh Sophie. She's work experience and she'll be here with work experience punditry. It very much works like this. She is dragged away. I'm not manhandled, that would be inappropriate in the workplace, but sort of metaphorically dragged away, or just sort of said, do you want to come into the studio instead of doing that? And she goes, if you like. That's what's going to happen. She'll be here and she's going to be reviewing stuff. She's going to be reviewing television, the week's television for us, the weekend's television for us, because it's work experience punditry and that's what we get them to do. A leg up into the industry is what we tell them it is. That isn't even remotely true. All it is getting someone in that we don't have to pay. At 3 o'clock, there will be the big debate this afternoon. All your reactions as well, very welcome as we go along. An example of how not to do a radio competition in all its glory coming in the next hour as well. And drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news. Alco Vox Pops on the way. And a game of band or breed of pig. All before 4 o'clock. It's 2:30 now, though. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Labour is accusing Theresa May of showing weak and unstable leadership over what she calls a clarification of a policy on social care. The Prime Minister says there will be the option of a cap on how much people pay for care in their homes, despite this not being included in the Conservative manifesto 4 days ago. Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron says this is what happens when you have a government which thinks it's going to win by an enormous majority.
The Tory manifesto, which was always one of cruelty, is now one of chaos. Theresa May stood up and spoke at length and said nothing. The dementia tax is clearly still planned. No details whatsoever.
You have until the end of today to register to vote in the election. The High Court has heard Michael Barrymore should get substantial damages after his career was destroyed by a wrongful arrest. Essex police detained the entertainer in 2007 over the death of a man found in his swimming pool 6 years earlier. The force has admitted that was unlawful. It's emerged Facebook hesitates before deleting images and videos of hate speech and similar upsetting material. Documents obtained by The Guardian have revealed it's due to the social media giant's concerns about being accused of censorship. Donald Trump says the US and Israel will stand together always during the second leg of his first overseas visit as president. He's met with the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, who's described the trip as truly historic. And Drake has broken the record for the most trophies at the Billboard Music Awards. He got 13, including the top prize. That's one more than Adele received in 2012. The weather showers in the northwest, fine and dry elsewhere, feeling warm with highs of 24 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There is as well, and there's more in 1 hour. Let's be clear about that.
Yes, John.
Because at 3:30 each day we bring you Victoria's bonus news. It's there to make the time up because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Victoria gets paid the same, so she has to do extra work. And that comes in the form of bonus news. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news because it covers everything off.
Mm-hmm.
What's today?
Vegetable.
Vegetable news.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Have you started researching it yet?
Yes.
Ah, in that case, why not tease us with a vegetable?
Multiple vegetables.
Yes.
Yeah, vegetables being eaten by interesting things.
Is that all you're going to say?
Yes.
Okay. We've got an hour to wait for that. Good. All right, thank you, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Good. Right, okay, Sophie's in next. We're going to do some work experience punditry. We're going to do television and that kind of thing. Take your reactions as well, all on the way. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed, we will. By the way, Dave, now this is a slightly convoluted story, but Julia Hartley Brewer of this parish took. Did you see this, Cornelius? She took a photograph earlier.
Yes.
Of a man's legs.
Yes. Young Rudyard's.
Yeah, Rudyard from round here, one of the producers, Rud. Because I don't know what, something to do with, why was she doing it? Something to do with summer fashion or something and shorts?
Something
or
about he was wearing shorts and it's sunny and that constitutes content on her show.
Right, so anyway, so it constitutes content on this one now, because she took a photograph of Rudd's legs and tweeted them, okay? But sharp-eyed Twitter user Dave, right, noticed in the background, right, behind Rudd, under a desk, a cardboard box which had a, let's say, a crude drawing of a gentleman's downstairs arrangement on it in Sharpie pen, right? Which obviously Julie didn't know was there.
No.
And now it's prompted a sort of, because she, Dave then analysed this and then blew it up large, pardon the expression, on Twitter, and sort of said, who did this in the Talk Radio office? Look, there's filth in the back. And now, so that's on Twitter. And now there's an office investigation going on as to who did the fall. I mean, I know who it was.
So do I.
Yeah, I know. It was you, wasn't it?
No, it was you.
No.
I handed you the marker.
That's not,
I remember.
That's not true.
I remember exactly it.
I think it was me. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
It's still there. It's under my desk.
Yeah. Well, the reason was, it's because our assistant producer, Cass, had a delivery of something. Mm. When she was out of the room, the grown-up thing to do was to draw that on it.
Draw a Johnson on it.
Yeah. So, and now that's on Twitter because Julia Hartley put it there by accident. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Just getting to the bottom there of genital gate. So anyway, look, it's all right though because Sophie's here. Hurrah! Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Hi, and we're going to talk some work experience punditry. So, yes, it works like this. Our work experiences, we put them front and centre. We drag them in to the studio. We don't leave them festering out there. I mean, to work in an office where some childish idiot has drawn a gentleman's hoo-ha on a cardboard box. No, we bring them in here instead, where it's much more grown up. And get them to review stuff. Sophie's doing television for us. And what have you got, Sophie?
Today, we are going to be talking about Born to Kill.
Born to Kill.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, I don't know anything about Born to Kill, I don't think.
It's very good.
Okay.
It was only four parts and it's just finished.
Yes.
But it has been one of my favourite things on the television this year.
What channel is it on?
Channel 4.
Is it? Well, I'm not aware of this. I don't know.
I have no idea.
All right. What's it about?
It's a four-part psychological drama and it's about a teenager with sort of homicidal thoughts that kind of build up very slowly throughout the four parts.
Right.
And as the title suggests, this isn't a spoiler alert, yeah. But he does kill.
Yeah. Well, he's born to.
He was born to, yeah. So...
It does sound like a spin-off of One Born Every Minute.
Well, we're also talking about that later as well.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, wow. There yeah. we go.
If there was one born to kill every minute, yeah.
We'd be in trouble.
On a sort of crazy spin-off. Here's another one. Run! And I can just see the head. Oh, the hands are coming. They've got knives! Have we got a clip?
We do.
We have a clip. This is Born to Kill.
You agreed to engage with the whole session, Sam.
What was the question?
How do you feel knowing your father is a murderer?
Fine. I mean, he's paid his debt to society.
Okay. But what about James, the man he killed? What are your feelings for him?
I didn't really know him.
But you remember him, don't you? He looked after you with your mum when you were young. So you forgive your father then?
Forgive my dad for what? He didn't do anything to me.
He abandoned you.
We didn't.
So what elevates it above your average humdrum psychological drama?
It was just so gripping. The acting is fantastic. So Sam, who is the boy in the clip, is played by Jack Rowan, who's sort of a new up-and-coming talent, in my opinion, anyway. And it's just, he has this sort of superficial charm that is kind of underlying with this desire to kill. And it's just, it's a slightly different sort of view on, because it's about him as a teenager and sort of the angst of all other teenagers, as well as this sort of psychopathic traits that he's got and how he deals with that. It's really good.
Okay, and is it from his his point of view? Is it, I mean, do we get a sort of psychological insight in that? How does it? What's the sort of overview? I mean, is it a crime investigation? What's its angle?
It's purely kind of, there's no investigation. It's how it sort of develops and how his thoughts develop, and how he deals with it, as well as his mum, who is a nurse in an elderly home. And so he's kind of, from a young age, has been surrounded by death and has got to know these elderly folk, and they've sadly passed away. So it's kind of exploring that as well.
Okay. So he's got this kind of fascination with death and that sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah, I can see you're sort of playing it very mysterious yourself there, but I suppose you have to if
yeah, I don't want to give too much away because I think everyone's got to go and watch it.
Right.
It's so gripping. It gripped me so much. I watched it live. On telly.
Right. As opposed to in the modern binging way.
Yeah.
Get you.
Yeah.
Well, was it all available at once, or was this?
No, it did come out live.
Okay.
It is all available now on all four.
All right.
But yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. And what made you particularly? What do you like that kind of thing anyway?
Yes.
So kind of that's what drew you in.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. I mean, I passed me by him. I'm afraid that one. But there's so much though, isn't there?
There's so much.
But now, you know, I'll take your recommendation. I have done before, so all right.
Oh.
I'll give it a go. So, Born to Kill.
Yes.
It's on all four. It's four parts. Hour?
1 hour.
There we go.
Each.
There we go. All right. So, what are we talking about next?
The next thing is Loaded, which is Channel 4's new comedy drama.
Right.
Which is good. And then we're also going to be talking about I Was Born on One Born.
Don't know what you mean, but okay, let's talk about that in the next 20 minutes. We take traffic and travel now, but we'll be back with Work Experience, Punditry, Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Imagine this. It's time to change your car. Someone offers to buy it. Great, but only if you buy your new car from them. Ugh. Which means you don't have the freedom to shop around for a better deal. Well, that's what happens when you trade your car in. So why not try selling to WeBuyAnyCar.com? Then you'll be a cash buyer, all footloose and fancy-free, off to try and get a better deal on your next car. Imagine that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
The Weekend Sports Breakfast on TalkSport with BT Sport. It's the unrivaled spirit of the sporting weekend in one unbeatable transmission of pre-match build-up, rapier-sharp analysis and massive opinion. Exciting, unmissable, The Weekend Sports Breakfast, Saturday and Sundays from 7 on TalkSport with BT Sport.
Watch Ajax versus Manchester United in the UEFA Europa League final this Wednesday night. Available for free on Freeview and BT TV Channel 115 and in 4K Ultra HD at youtube.com/BTSport.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 15 litres of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £17.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's disruption to the west of Tiverton in Devon with the A361 closing both directions after a serious accident there. You're queuing on the clockwise M25 towards Junction 23 for the A1M, where a lane's closed for recovery of a broken down vehicle. All traffic's being held on the M1 at the moment, south between 15 at Northampton and 14 at Milton Keynes. That's to deal with an accident involving a lorry and a car. And there's queues in Liverpool for Edge Lane Drive. It's looking really slow in the roadworks around the Rathbone Road Junction. I'm Joanna Adams.
You can talk loads on the internet. I talk to my friends all the time, even like 5 or 7 at once. I can talk to my older brother at uni. I can even talk with people I've never heard of, like BubbleBob77, who wants to hang out. Shall I tell him where I live?
When your kids have questions about the internet, make sure it's you they turn to. Regular chats together will help you keep them safe. For help and advice from O2 and NSPCC, search Share Aware.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, you know what? You know what I've noticed? I've noticed that there's some news. I don't know whether you've noticed it, Cornelius. Have you noticed anything?
The what?
There's like news around.
Oh, there's loads of it around. It's just lying around.
Look at it. I know, Chelsea Flower Show.
Oh, that sounds like news.
He's opening, isn't it? That's in and of itself.
Still,
it's in and of the news.
In this day and age.
Yes. There's the Conservative Manifesto, of course, in all the papers today. Labour have closed the gap in the polls after Theresa May's idea for social care, which I think is something to do with promising your house to the Tories so that after you die, is right. Excuse me. They can take it. All the Tories can take it in turns to claim your house as a second house. Something like that. They may have U-turned on it today. Jeremy Corbyn, for his part, has refused to condemn the IRA and instead has preferred to condemn all bombings. Now, we don't know how many bombings all bombings are because Diane Abbott has done the numbers. So it could be 10 bombings, 50 bombings, 100,000 million bombings. We don't know because she's in charge of it. But it's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, a lot of people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right because we're here to help. Because what we do on this programme is we take the news, the big stories, really, that are complex, and we render them easy to understand. And we do that by exposing them to Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Three dead whales found on Suffolk coast, but it's not worth blubbering about.
Yeah, yeah. The news in haikus. Sophie joins us, and she is one of our work experiences, and she is tasked today with reviewing television. Now, we've already talked about Born to Kill, a Channel 4 drama that had seemingly passed me by. But it's been on, it was very good, so if you very much liked it, where are we going next?
Next, we're going to Channel 4 again. Loaded, which...
Lazy TV watching there, all the available channels, Sophie.
Everything on the BBC was deep this week.
Right.
Too deep for me.
Okay, good. But, you know, there's other channels.
Yeah.
You know, I watched, while I was off last week, I watched, you know, some channels. I
mean, what? You're supposed to be ill?
Yeah, I was.
Well, why are you watching telly?
Because it was on, and I put it on, and I lay
lightly
there and
story.
Watched some telly.
Sounds like you just wanted to watch telly.
Yeah. I didn't want to watch telly, because once you've seen what's on telly in the day, you really don't want to be anywhere near it. Dreadful.
It's almost as bad as this.
It's nowhere near as bad as this.
What's that new game show with that guy, Rylan? Bazooka? No. What was it called?
I don't know.
It's awful. We're not reviewing that, but I'm going to talk about it just now real quick.
Really do?
They have, like, Russian dolls, and if you think the Russian doll has money in it, then another doll comes out and it carries on, and it's bizarre. It's really weird.
So, hang on, there's a Russian doll, right? Now, hang on, Rylan, which one's he?
The one with the beard and the black hair and he's,
very
like,
white teeth.
Tall. Yeah.
Oh, him.
Very
and
nice
fake
guy.
Tan.
Yeah, a bit annoying, and... though, isn't he? Very annoying.
No, he's very good, I
think. Very annoying. Right, and there's a Russian doll,
yeah,
and it's full of money.
There's like 12 Russian dolls in front of them.
Right.
I don't know if there's 12, but maybe so. And they all have Russian names.
Yes.
Which is weird as well. Yes. And
is this a Russian plot? Is this another Russian sort of hacking attempt. Where they've hacked our television with their terrible game show format.
It could be. They are mechanical Russian dolls.
Right. Do they at any point urinate on a mechanical president?
No. Well, not that I've seen.
Okay. You haven't watched the whole one, though, have you?
No.
So they might at the end. Just a thought. No, I haven't watched that.
Well, don't.
Okay. Good advice. Cool. Right. So what are we talking about?
So this is Loaded.
Loaded.
This is what I've actually reviewed. This is Channel 4's new sort of lighthearted comedy drama, which is about four friends who are also business partners, and they sell their app. And they become millionaires.
Oh, I have heard of this. Yeah, I've seen the trailer for this,
yes.
I think. All right. All right, Loaded, let's have a clip.
Mom, Dad!
Hey! Hang on, wait a minute. Oh, here we go.
Hey!
Well done.
Proud of you.
Thanks, Dad. Cheers.
Oh, Leon. So, we have got Prosecco for the boys and an energy drink for Watto.
There you go, darling.
Thank you.
See you. Good.
So, cheers.
Cheers.
Come on, then. What have you spent it on?
Vengeance. Mostly vengeance and a Ferrari.
Oh. I just got an offer accepted on a narrowboat. Then I found out that it was in Ireland, so I might have to get that shipped over.
Mm. I'm thinking of throwing caution to the wind and finally going zorbing. Possibly, maybe.
What's that, zorbing?
It's basically where you roll down a hill in a giant inflatable ball. Now, I think about it, it sounds quite awful, so I probably won't bother.
I bought a new pair of jeans that I basically hate.
I see. I mean, it's got a sort of quirky, in-betweeners-esque sort of vibe to it, I would say. Is that
yeah.
Is that
so each of the friends sort of has a different, very different personality,
yeah.
Which makes it quite fun because they're all very different. So you've got the kind of pessimistic one, the party guy, the posh sort of nerdy coder, and then the kind of rock and roll guy.
Yeah.
Which is quite fun.
So the premise is they've designed an app.
Mm-hmm. Which is a game for cats. Or no, not for cats, about cats.
Right.
And they sell it.
That distinction is important.
Yeah, it's not for cats.
Let's be clear. Because cats don't have necessarily a lot of spending power.
No.
I would say. So the idea of them getting rich off a specific app for cats doesn't ring true. But now you've clarified.
Yeah. It's about cats.
Right. And what does it? Do we know what the app specifically says about cats?
No, it's just a game. So it's just sort of one of those
right.
Candy Crusher game type things that goes
Cat
like
Crusher.
Viral.
I mean, that's not nice, is it? You're not gonna...
No, that's really mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they sell it.
I'm surprised anyone bought that app, if I'm honest.
Well, they each got 50,000... No, 50 million.
50 pounds, million
because they're millionaires.
Yeah.
So it's kind of about how they kind of have a little bit of a guilt and a bit tormented by this money. But it's also like great because they get to spend lots of money, and some of them do and some of them don't. And it's just kind of how they get over this weird sort of British taboo about money in a way, which is kind of what the writer John Brown is sort of. Explored really. It's
okay.
Based, this is weird, it's based on an Israeli series about friends who became millionaires in Tel Aviv, and actually they are celebrated and become local heroes, which doesn't happen in London. If someone sells something for lots of money, people kind of
it's not the British way, is
no.
it? No.
So it really explores that, which is quite fun.
Yeah. And is there any, because when you hear about, I'll try and think of the example. There was like youngsters, but you know, sort of irresponsible 20 somethings winning lotteries. You
yeah.
know, like that. What was his name? That Chav. What Chav something? They called him that in the press, didn't they? Chav Michael Chav or something. Michael Chav. Chavy Chav Michael Chav.
Yeah.
That was his name. And he like spent it all on cars and parties and gold rings or something.
Yeah.
And is it that the channel that sort of?
One of the characters is like that. So
right,
that's the
okay.
kind of different. It's they're all different. So what the another character, it kind of comes this weird realization that he used to really hate rich people, and so now does he hate all of his friends and himself?
I see.
So yeah. It's,
so is it more comedy or more drama?
It is more comedy. There are some bizarre, quirky things that occur throughout.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's right. it is funny.
And is it a it's series? It's full series?
Yeah, 8-part series.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you like?
I did, yeah. Oh. Yeah. I actually watched the second episode.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right.
Didn't just stop at one.
Praise indeed.
Yeah.
From Sophie.
Yeah.
All right, that's Loaded. That's Channel 4. Where next?
Next is I Was Born on One Born. Okay. So
you're going to have to explain that.
You know One Born Every Minute?
Oh, right, as we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've got children.
Hang on, so let's stop there. So I've never seen There's One Born Any Minute, but okay. I'm going to guess that it's is it a sort of hospital based?
Yes, not documentary,
but sort of fly on the wall esque.
Yes,
it's reality. Is it a reality?
No. It's like, yeah, fly on the wall documentary, basically, about the hospital and how these couples come in and they have a baby and the kind of multiple different ways that you can have a child.
How many are there?
I mean, birthing...
I can think of three or four.
The birthing technique. No, I don't really know. You know, how you can have one in a pool or in a
car.
Bed. If you want.
Yeah.
So these babies...
Cafe. There's probably a hipster cafe where they encourage that kind of thing now.
Maybe. These babies that were born and one born are now sort of 5 and 6 and 7. Channel 4 has invited them back into a small room to watch them.
When you say invited them back into a small room...
With their parents.
Do you mean... Oh, okay. So I thought you meant basically the reverse of...
birth.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was like now, like they turned it into a game, like the Crystal Maze.
I love the Crystal Maze.
But with a series of sort of toddlers who had to get back in.
Toddler maze?
To the womb.
Ooh.
Right, and so they had to solve puzzles in order to, you know, they've had to climb back in to from whence they came.
Sounds very unethical.
Well, yes, it but it's Channel 4.
It wouldn't help our ageing population, which we have, apparently.
What do you mean it wouldn't help? It would help, wouldn't it? Because then the babies would be back in there.
So. Yeah, but then we'd still have loads of old people and no young people.
Yeah, but... All right, you got a point. But it would make for entertaining television if babies born 5 years ago were locked in a room and said, "Hey, you have to get back in there." And there was a prize.
Sounds like Big Heads, that game show. Have you seen that? That's new
too. Do they do that on there?
Probably. It's bizarre.
Do they have celebrities trying to get into wombs on a...
They have them in tight spaces,
right?
For sure.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was born and one born. They get these children to come back and watch themselves being born.
What?
I know.
What, the 5-year-olds just watching themselves being born?
Mm-hmm.
That's not... Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because at that age, I mean, I've got a 5-year-old and I haven't had those conversations. That's not a conversation unnecessarily. They are curious. They go, "Oh, how did that? How did you get in? Where was I when I wasn't here?" And you go, "Well, you weren't even a thing," and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to go, "Well, it's a video of it."
Exactly. That's exactly what Channel 4 have done. So there's.
That's going to prompt them to ask just quite a lot more questions, I'd say.
Yeah. So one boy actually said that he remembered being born and it was scary.
I mean, he didn't.
Another child said. I now have it on my tablet, so I watch it whenever I want. I've seen it 5 times. It's a bit boring.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Some were very embarrassed. Some didn't really know what to think. It's a whole weird mix of emotions.
How are the parents with this stuff?
They seem to really encourage it, and they're like, "Look, it's you. How exciting.
Look, you're coming out of mummy's foo-foo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice."
Yeah. It's... strange.
Oh, look, this was an emergency moment where we had to get a C-section done. And this is a surgeon. Look what he's doing. What's he doing to mummy? Shut up. It's fine. Just it all ended all right.
It's lovely. Look. Yeah, so it's a strange one.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Gogglebox mixed with One Born Every Minute. That's basically what they've done.
Getting a child... Who thought that was ethically correct, to get a child to watch itself being born by the age of 5 and then handling everything to do with that?
I suppose if you've got parental consent, it's fine. Ethics-wise.
I tried arguing that when I once did a quiz called Swearing Radio Hangman for the under-12s. Didn't work for me. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's interesting, yeah.
Sophie, thank you.
Thank you.
For bringing us that mental image. Sophie there with Work Experience Punditry. It's a roundup of television. It's from Sophie. She's on Work Experience. One of them. And it just means she gets out of the office for a bit, really, doesn't it?
It's lovely. It's great, isn't it? To get out of there.
Yeah, good. All right, thank you for coming in. Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
To see you.
Nice.
Lovely. right, big debate after 3 o'clock, of course. Also, what not to do as a radio quiz. That advice coming up in the next half an hour as well. A game of band or pig, and drunk people canvass their opinions on the week's news. Alco Vox Pops, that is, when we've been out on the streets showing microphones into the faces of drunk people at the weekend. All on the way in the next hour. It's Talk Radio, Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party. Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status. £20 setup. Sky Q loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and terms apply.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tory U-turn on care. Barrymore takes on the police and paraglider crash.
Talk Radio.
Labour says Theresa May has thrown her own election campaign into chaos and confusion after appearing to climb down on a manifesto pledge on social care. The Prime Minister is now considering a cap on how much people would pay to be cared for at home. Mrs May says nothing has changed and that people can still pass on up to £100,000 of savings to family. At a campaign event in Hull, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn was scathing.
We won't get involved in this horrible policy the Tories are putting forward, which will actually damage families and family income, damage people, break up relationships. All kinds of horrible things will happen from their very dangerously ill-thought-out social care policy.
Meanwhile, the Greens have launched their manifesto. They say they want to create a confident and caring country, promising to roll back what they call NHS privatisation and bring in a shorter working week. Now, there's not long left to make sure you're registered to vote. The deadline is midnight tonight. Simon Woolley from Operation Black Vote has told Talk Radio there's a huge discrepancy between different communities.
The national average for non-voter registration is about 15%, and with our community, black and minority ethnic communities, it's as high as 28%. And actually, with some communities, African communities, that figure rises to 50%.
Michael Barrymore has started his High Court fight against Essex Police, seeking a possible £2.5 million in compensation. The 65-year-old is suing the force after he was wrongly arrested in 2007 on suspicion of murdering a man found dead in his swimming pool. He claims it destroyed his entertainment career. A man is critically ill after his paraglider crashed in Salford. Police say they're not sure what caused it to come down at City Airport in Barton yesterday morning. And Vic Reeves is said to be over the moon at landing a role in Coronation Street. The comedian is set to play a shopkeeper in several episodes of the soap.
Talk Radio national weather.
Showers in the northwest.
The weather.
It's been a while since this has happened. Carry on.
She's called Victoria. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria.
Please don't make that noise. Thanks, John. Showers in the northwest. A fine and dry afternoon elsewhere. Warm with highs of 24 degrees.
Thank you very much. Bonus news on the way in half an hour. Today, Victoria brings you vegetable news. If it's happening in the world of vegetable, then Victoria will be imparting it. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you like to give us any vegetable? Because people hang on every word of this, trying to work, you know, wanting to know what's happening in the world of vegetables. They know if during their day, animal or vegetable or mineral news is afoot. They know it's going to be here where it happens. So mm-hmm. people, you know, want to know. So,
no, I don't want to tease anything. I just all I can say is vegetables.
Multiple vegetables.
Multiple vegetables.
Right.
Maybe a bit of fruit as a bit of a bonus as well.
But that's not a vegetable.
Yeah, but it's a bit of both.
I'll tell you what that is, an outrage.
It's not an outrage. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Bold. All right. Thank you, Victoria. Now, here's Pete Abbott. Pete Abbott. With the pre-recorded sport live from the closing speech of the 1934 Nuremberg Rally.
I'm Pete Abbott. Everton are set to make a statement today on the future of midfielder Ross Barkley. Everton manager Ronald Koeman said he'd given Barkley until the weekend just gone to decide on whether to agree a new deal or he'd be sold. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says his side must qualify for the Champions League more consistently. They'll be back in Europe's top club competition next season after securing a top four place in the Premier League by beating relegated Middlesbrough 3-0 on yesterday's final day. Celtic's Callum McGregor has been left out of Scotland's squad to face England in next month's World Cup qualifier. Aberdeen defender Mark Reynolds, Bournemouth winger Ryan Fraser and Brighton's Jamie Murphy are among the uncapped players in Gordon Strachan's group. Rugby league head coach Lauren Frischenu has left Super League club Catalan Dragons with immediate effect. They've lost their last five games in all competitions, including yesterday's 18-10 Magic weekend defeat to Huddersfield. It leaves them ninth in the table. And two-time Formula One world champion Fernando Alonso has qualified fifth for his first Indianapolis 500 this weekend. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it was. Pat Abbott there, reading his pre-recorded sport live from the closing speech of the 1934 Nuremberg Rally. More from Pat Abbott, of course, as the week goes on, as Ben, who normally does the sport, is on holiday in the Caribbean. Right, so, well, the big debate is next here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In fact, the big debate is now. So, midnight tonight, as we've just been hearing in the news, of course, is the deadline to register to vote. Now, if you haven't registered already, then there are a great deal, a great many middle-class people who work in the media on Twitter telling you that you should. So, why wouldn't you? You have the right to vote. For many, it was hard won, of course. Not least by the brave suffragette movement of the late 19th and the early 20th centuries, who demanded that women's voices be heard as equals and not patronised. Oh, bless them. Now, obviously, if they'd done their research, they'd have realised that not all voices should be heard at all. For instance, not that of wee Jimmy Cranky or Janet Street Porter or our assistant producer Cass. Sort of great northern brogue. Maybe during the hunger strikes and the protests back then, they could have put in a caveat suggesting that the voices of angry northern radio producers from Hull should perhaps be silenced on common decency grounds. But thanks to their tireless work, all rightly this day have the chance to vote. Who can forget Emily Davidson, of course, the suffragette who threw herself in front of the King's Horse at the Epsom Derby in 1913 to draw attention to the lack of a vote for horses. Now, if you on June the 8th see a horse in a polling station casting its vote, then give thanks to Emily Davidson, who was killed by hoofs. And that's why you've called, Peter, isn't it? Good afternoon, Peter. Thanks for calling Talk Radio.
You're there, John.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon there.
Good afternoon, though, to you. Thank you very much. Now, Emily Davidson, of course, we talk about voting, the right to vote, etc., wanted to get the vote for horses, famously, 1913, killed by hoofs. Now, you, I understand, have an issue with hoofs of any animal, not just horses, and you're calling for softer leg ends, like what, like mop heads or something on in the or sponge fingers? What are you suggesting exactly?
Well, what I'm saying is that basically I think hooves are dangerous weapons.
Yes.
And I think we need to disarm our natural predators.
Right.
And I think, yes, mop heads on horses, and in terms of little goats with smaller feet, yes, maybe sponge fingers.
So, okay, so in this would then, according to you, and I know you're part of this powerful lobby, the anti-hoof lobby, it would make things safer. I mean, I don't know the statistics of how many people are injured by a hoof every year, but you're suggesting that one is too many.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been kicked by a horse with a hoof, but I'll tell you what, John, it don't half hurt.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, we've subjugated them for years, and sooner or later they will rise up.
Yeah.
And then where are we going to be? We've given them the sword that can pierce our shield.
Right. So you're saying before that happens, before the horse rears up as a collective horse, then replace their hooves with something soft like a mop head.
Exactly. Would you want to fight a horse with a hoof on his feet, on his arms? I wouldn't.
Right. Okay. Compared to the advantage to that, let's bring in Philip here to the call. Hello, Philip. Thanks for calling here. Thank you, Philip.
Hello, John.
Hi there. Thanks for calling. So the advantage to that as well, isn't it? We've got softer leg ends, but also if you put something like the end of a mop, like a Vileda mop, into the end of a horse's, stump now, that would also clean the floor, wouldn't it?
Well, but you're missing the point of a hoof. A hoof is to announce a horse or any other animal its arrival to a place. You know, clip-clop.
Clip-clop. Clip-clop.
Clip-clop.
Clip-clop.
And you know it's coming. Four clip-clops in unison, and you know a horse is around the corner. Here comes a horsey.
Yes, but that's not the noise of a hoof, is it? That's the noise of a horse shoe.
Clip-clop.
Yes, but there's no reason why you can't attach a horseshoe to the end of a Vileda mop on the end of a horse.
Well, then that would defeat the object, wouldn't it, surely?
Well, no, but you'd still get a clip-clop, wouldn't you?
You'd get a scratched floor. You wouldn't get a mopped floor.
No, but you'd get a clip-clop.
You would get a clip-clop. Mm.
Yeah. Peter, what are you... I mean, Peter, is clip-clop. It... Clip-clop. Is it the hoof that you're against as a weapon? Or, I mean, where do you stand on the notion of a clip-clop?
I think that's noise pollution to me.
Right.
I think it's noisy. You want to stand in a field and get some peace and quiet,
yeah.
And then off on some path, you hear clip-clop, clip-clop, and, yeah. You know, it naturally draws your attention.
What if the horse was trained, Philip, this is Philip, for to, like we've heard in comedy films and so on and so forth, what if the horse was trained to bang two empty halves and a coconut together?
Between its buttocks?
Possibly. I wasn't speculating as to where, but if you
I'm
could
just imagining how it would hold it, wouldn't be able to hold it. So yeah, buttocks.
If you could train a horse to keep two empty halves of coconuts between its buttocks, so when it walked on its Vileda mop legs, it would still clip clop.
It would clip clop. I've got nothing against that, but it would be cruelty to the horse. Because think about it, right? The hooves were basically the horse's toenails.
Yeah.
And so if you're going around removing toenails from animals, where does it stop? Do we have to remove our own toenails? I'm not removing my toenails. I've grown mine for quite some time. They're quite long and yellow. Love it.
Well, I don't know that we've got... I think equating hoofs and toenails is maybe muddying the horse water here.
Mm.
I mean, is your message, Peter, to you, your message to ungulates to hand in the... to hoof... You can't really hand in a hoof. You have to hoof it in, I suppose. As in a sort of amnesty scenario, you go along, you hand your hoof over a counter, and you walk away, no questions asked.
Exactly. I think it's a total disarmament I'm calling for, a peaceful disarmament.
Well, dishoofament.
Otherwise, it behooves us to dehoof our enemies.
Yeah, I mean, we can't call it a disarmament because so it's a dishoofament.
A dislegament. It is legendament.
But that's the whole leg, isn't it? You can't take it. If you take the whole leg off a horse, that's a different issue.
But if using the term legend as a specification for this,
yeah.
it's a dislegendment.
Okay, fine. I didn't need to be clear, but I mean, let's look at the politics of this now. Theresa May has said this is part of the Tory manifesto. Of course, animals will under the next Tory government, perhaps have to sell their hooves in return for paying for their own stabling. That's what she said. And for balance, Jeremy Corbyn's refused to condemn animals that kill humans. He's sort of come out and said that he would criticise all animals. And the Liberal Democrats have said that animals should be allowed to rent hooves. Animals without hooves should be allowed to rent them. Should they want hooves and then be given the right to buy the hooves? So a dog, for example, which doesn't have a hoof, will be allowed to rent a hoof or four hoofs and then be given the right to buy them over time. What do you make of the politics of it, Philip?
Well, I think the rental of hooves for any no discrimination there, any animal would be marvellous. I would have hooves if I could. I would put hooves on my my feet and my hands, and also I'd give them to my little Jack Russell Bobby. He would have them too, and we would clip 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 all the way to the shop.
Yes,
and clip clop clip clop back.
Right,
it'd be noisy and lovely and marvellous, and we'd all get on.
Peter, there you go. Philip wants to clip clop to the shop.
Clip clop.
As far as I'm concerned, that's parallel to weapons salesmanship. I think it makes us an arms merchant out of the entire nation. Because you know, you can tax that, you can sell that, it can all go back into the economy or what have you. But at the end of the day, all we're doing is profiting off of arming our enemies. When they eventually get a hoof in the mouth, then where will we be? Will we be no teeth and no smiling?
How many hooves should an animal have? A simple yes or no question. How many hooves, Philip? Yes or no?
No.
No. The other one.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? What do you make of this? Reports today that, because obviously hoofs are very much in the news today, Dyson, you know, the manufacturer, working on a sort of hoover that sucks the hooves off animals painlessly, and people can then buy those. If you own an animal with a hoof, you can buy this hoover and it will suck the hoof off the animal into the hoover and thus remove the hoof, and it seems it's a humane way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, but where does the hoof go after that? I mean, where do you dispose of a hoof? You're going to put it in the quarry or something, aren't you? And then the landfill's going to get filled up with hooves, and then there's going to be environmental issues and global warming, all the rest of it, and acid rain, and hooves falling from the sky.
Well, it's just scaremongering, though, isn't it?
Because I am. I'm a scaremonger. That's my job.
Right. Well,
among the scares.
Good. The trials they're doing in Sweden. I want to just bring that in at the moment. Now in Sweden, of course, they're famous for elk, and over there they have trained. This is interesting. They've trained elk to gamble with their own hoofs, and by which I mean not as in deal cards, I mean literally gamble them away. So, because you know where people bet their hand, don't they? They bet their hand. You've heard that expression, of course. Elk will bet its hoof. Basically, it's been this huge, now lucrative industry of elk casinos where the elk go and can bet to keep their hoofs or not. And they say it's a fairer system over there. There's a huge elk gambling problem now in Sweden. But it's interesting, isn't it? It's giving the power back to the animals, is what I'm saying, Philip.
Well, yes, but I mean, I don't understand how everyone in Sweden would benefit from having elks with no hooves.
Hoofless elks.
Hoofless elks are no use to man nor boy. Probably. I don't know. I mean, the elk obviously is a very sacred animal in Sweden, and why would they desecrate it by making it go into gambling? I don't know.
Well, it's lucrative. It brings in money for the state. I mean,
are they betting on? What are they betting on? Is it blackjack? Is it casino? Is it who will win the next election?
It's a sort of a modified roulette. I mean, the elks have to spit a ball into a spinny I mean, that bit isn't important, but
it's not important, but I'm interested.
Well, it's elk roulette, basically.
I'll Google it. It's fine.
Yeah, they spit a ball into a spinny thing, and then they're given guns, and the guns are either loaded or not. And the elks obviously, if you've got a hoof, you can't operate a trigger because it's not got an opposable. So
they should use some sort of, like, I don't know. Divide like a button. Maybe they could press it with their hoof,
and then the gun goes.
They've still got it. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's they're trials at the moment.
It doesn't sound very humane.
But anyway, Peter,
you
Philip's calling you a racist. What do you say to that?
Mm-hmm. How dare he? How I'm not racist in any way. I'm just trying to protect my children and yours. I'm not going to stand here and let someone tell me that I'm going to have a hoof in my face.
Racist.
Racist. Oh, my. Where do you live? I'll find you.
Where do I live? Where do you live?
Getting a little bit out of hand there. Listen, thanks for calling in. It's an interesting subject, as whether or not we should have hoofs. I mean, we have animals with them, but do they need them? Should we have them? Should they be classed as weapons? Should they be put beyond use? Should they be handed in as part of a hoof amnesty? Britain used to make the best hoofs in the world. The manufacturing industry, the hoof mines closed, of course, under Mrs. Thatcher. It's an emotive subject. I mean, we'd like to take your opinion. We know what Philip thinks. We know what Peter thinks. What do you think, though? Do we need hoofs on animals? In this day and age, I mean, we've got... It's post-Brexit Britain, isn't it? We've got chimneys now and pencil cases. Do we need hoofs? 87222...
Start your message with a word.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's on John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The decisions, the debates, the deadline.
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm bored.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those are my abs, Brian!
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and knackers only. Please bet responsibly.
My thing, Guatemalan Cortado. As coffees go, it's pretty lively. Must have smashed out 24 spreadsheets in half an hour. Boom. Which is, funny enough, what my laptop did when I spilt my Cortado all over it.
Oh, no!
So, I need a new one. 15-inch display, 1 terabyte hard drive, and no big price tag. Refurb it is.
Jake's thing. It's got to be a refurbished laptop from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The southbound M1 is experiencing fairly severe delays because of problems between 15 at Northampton and 14 at Milton Keynes. All traffic was held there for a while for the recovery of an accident involving a lorry and a car. It's just one of the three lanes which is now closed at the scene. Through Bushey in Hertfordshire, the A411 High Street has been closed. That's because of a building fire. An accident on the northbound M6 is causing delays, junctions 18 to 19 near Middlebridge. And in the Heywood area of Greater Manchester, the Bury New Road, the A58 has been closed because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Gargantuan, megalithic, monumental. Big words for a big deal from Tesco Mobile. On SIM only, we're giving you a colossal 6 gigabytes of data for a minuscule £13.50 a month, plus 3,000 minutes and 5,000 texts, down from £18 a month. That's a saving of £54. But hurry, this offer ends on the 25th of June. So visit in-store or online today. Smile, you're on Tesco Mobile.
Savings over 12 months. Standard UK landlines and mobiles include EU roaming. T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then... sorry, a bit of a cough. Right, so with just... How many days till the general election? Some days till the general election.
17.
Thank you. It says 20 here. You're probably what said 12 earlier. I don't know. It's Diane Abbott typed this. Is that what happened here?
I'm really busy today.
Diane Abbott has had a go at the numbers. Random numbers. And for balance...
Boris Johnson.
As well. And everyone's an idiot. Anyway, with just some days to go till the general election, you're probably wondering... Just who to vote for. I know.
Yeah.
Well, you've come to the right place. As Talk Radio, of course, is the station for general election coverage. We're here to help. We're very fortunate. We've got Talk Radio's political editor, Cornelius. Hello.
Hello.
He works on this show. He's been busy working away in the office late at night, ensuring that this station's coverage is balanced, factual and up to date. He's taken time out of his busy schedule to inform you of the options you have to vote for, so you're prepared when heading into the polling booth. Each day, Cornelius will shine his election spotlight, it's not a euphemism, on a constituency, zoning in on the candidates and the local issues. So far, we've... is there music for this? I can't remember.
No.
Okay, good. We've been to Carlisle, Chester, St Albans, North Norfolk, and today... We're going to North Newcastle.
Hello, the people of North Newcastle. As you like to say, why I am Talk Radio's award-winning political editor, Cornelius Mendez, and consider this a helpful guide as to who you can vote for in this June's general election. Once upon a time... There was a constituency situated in the north of Newcastle, and we're going to focus on that very area today. From Dinnington to Gosworth, this area boasts a thriving community, largely following the religion of Geordie, which worships the god of Alan Shearer. But part of North Newcastle's proud history is that of democracy. Although during the English Civil War the North declared for the King, they eventually came round to Cromwell's ways and are now happy to take part in general elections. So take a moment to stop planning your night out where you won't take a coat and listen carefully as I guide you through your options for this year.
Duncan Croote, for the Conservative Party.
Duncan Croote, whilst also something that happens in soup, is the name of this person. Duncan has run his own tailoring company for 12 years and prior to that worked in a marketing consultancy. He wants to take control of our borders so immigration numbers can be reduced to tens of thousands. Locally, he wants to promote Newcastle North as a great place to live.
Anita Lower, for the Liberal Democrats.
It seems the Newcastle Lib Dems have higher expectations for Anita Lower this election. She is currently the leader of the opposition in the Newcastle City Council. She says her key task is to provide effective opposition and lead the fight against the Conservatives' damaging approach to Brexit. She believes Newcastle residents deserve a better choice than Theresa May's hard Brexit and Jeremy Corbyn's hapless leadership.
Timothy Maron, for the UK Independence Party.
Whilst Tim Maron does sound like the name of a Lib Dem Party leader tribute act, this is exactly what he is not. Timothy has lived and worked in Newcastle for his whole life, married to his wife of 29 years, and has two adult sons. He says he wants to control our borders with a fairer Australian-style point system. He also wants a fairer tax system, which will see income tax scrapped on the minimum wage.
Catherine McKinnell, for the Labour Party.
Here's a fun fact. Catherine McKinnell is the Geordie way to say there's a cat in my kennel. Catherine has been MP for North Newcastle since 2010, and before that she was an employment solicitor. She pledges to put the people of Newcastle North first, fighting for local jobs and investment in the area. She also says she wants to protect education funding from Tory cuts.
Brian Moore for putting North of England people first.
This man loves the North so much, not only has he chosen to run in the northern city of Newcastle, but he's chose to run in the northern constituency of that northern city. Brian Moore is a former coal miner and former local councillor. The North of England Community Alliance is a new organisation that is working with community campaigners to challenge the National Party politicians failing the North East, North West and Yorkshire. According to his LinkedIn profile, he has substantive management experience, selling, public relations and electrical engineering skills.
Alison Whaley, for the Green Party.
You can tell she loves the environment because her surname is quite close to the word whale. Having run for the same seat in 2015, Alison has been a member of the Green Party since 2006. She wants a Brexit that will protect workers' rights, protect the countryside, that will be radical about green jobs, renewable energy and efficiency, air pollution, and reducing waste. Alison wants young adults to be optimistic about their future and have a real say in it too. She pushes for voting at 16 and a voting system where every person's vote counts. So there we have it, people of North Newcastle, the choice is yours. Head down to your local polling station, whether that be the temporary building at Meadow Rise Shopping Centre, Bullockstead Sports Ground on Ponty Lane Road in Kenton Bankfoot, or any of the others. Make sure your vote counts, because if you vote, you can make sure that the fog on the Tyne is all yours.
There it is, the election spotlight on North Newcastle from our political editor, Cornelius Mendes. There, thank you, Cornelius.
You're welcome. We just got a text in saying, no way, I know who to vote for now.
Yep. Right, so bringing you a very balanced picture, of course, of the nation as we go along, as we come along up towards the election for you. In the next half an hour, a game of band or pig and how not to do a radio quiz. All on the way. Victoria's bonus news as well. But here's the actual news. It's just after 3:30. Victoria's got it.
Talk radio. Theresa May is being accused of making a U-turn by saying a Conservative government would consult on a possible cap on social care costs. She's been under pressure since announcing last week all those with assets of more than £100,000 would have to pay for care in their own homes. The PM insists the plan's not changed. But UKIP's claiming it as a victory. Its economic spokesman, Patrick O'Flynn, described it as a death tax earlier.
Declaring financial war on millions of retired people who spent a working life being responsible and building up assets does not amount to compassionate conservatism. It amounts to betrayal.
Elsewhere, the Green Party's unveiled its manifesto saying it will bring in a shorter working week if it wins the election. It's also promising to protect the environment and roll back what they're calling NHS privatisation. A man has been jailed for nearly 4 years for the racist attack on a pregnant Muslim woman who went on to lose her baby. David Gallagher repeatedly kicked his victim in the stomach in a supermarket car park in Bletchley in Buckinghamshire last August. The ex-boyfriend of reality TV star Fern McCann is to face trial in October following an acid attack in East London which left two people partially blinded. 24-year-old Arthur Collins is accused of numerous charges, including wounding with intent. And Facebook says keeping people safe is the most important thing it does. After documents were leaked showing how the site is moderated, The Guardian claims staff are told to ban comments about killing Donald Trump, while generic posts saying someone should die are allowed. The weather, rain across Scotland clearing this evening to leave most places dry. A bit chillier in the north with lows of 8 degrees. Another mostly dry and sunny day tomorrow with highs of 21. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yes, there is, John.
There's more now, Victoria, isn't there, though? Because it's time for bonus news.
Yes.
Victoria's bulletin is shorter than they used to be. We have to make the time up. The way we do it is by bringing you bonus news. Today we bring you everything that's happening in the worlds of vegetable. It's vegetable news.
Vegetable news. absolutely loving that remix.
What do we got?
So, a new type of parsnip has been revealed as one of 1,700 new species of plants discovered last year.
Great.
So, apparently the new varieties are often harder to find than the ones we're familiar with, obviously, because we don't know about them yet.
Right.
And apparently they don't look quite so appealing. So, Professor Kathy Willis from Kew Gardens, who's one of the people behind the report, says the new Turkish pastinaca is the most miserable plant you've ever seen. But I've tried to find a picture of it, and I can't find a picture of it. I've even gone through their report, and I couldn't see it.
Right. So we don't know that it's miserable.
Yeah, I don't have evidence that it's miserable. So I haven't bothered to tweet on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne's, but B-O-U-R-N-E today, because I couldn't find a good picture of the parsnip.
Right.
Do you want to know what else was discovered?
Is there any other kind of nip on there?
Nope.
Okay.
That's inappropriate.
What else have you discovered?
I haven't, but people have. Capers, different types of ginger, vanilla and sugar cane. So there you go.
What?
Why are you whatting? They were also discovered. There were 1,700 new species of plants discovered.
I see, right, fine.
The headline grab was the parsnip, which is a vegetable.
Yeah.
Moving on, prawn crackers might not be what you think. It's been revealed the main ingredient in many of them is, spoiler alert, actually a vegetable. So Food Unwrapped tonight is set to reveal there's more cassava in prawn crackers than prawn meat. So apparently the average prawn cracker only has 21 to 38% prawn.
I assumed it didn't have any prawn. I assumed it was just flavouring like a prawn cocktail crisp.
No,
I wasn't aware that it had actual prawn.
No, they're not vegetarian.
Right.
There you go. You learnt something. And finally, a morbidly obese wild monkey has been put on a diet of lean protein, fruit and veg. So people in Bangkok named him Uncle Fat, as he often gorged on junk food which had been discarded by tourists. So wildlife officials have taken him in, thinking, you know, he needs a bit of help.
Yes.
And they're trying to get him to lose what's essentially 2/3 of his body weight so that he's back to the normal weight of a monkey. So good luck, Uncle Fat. That's the end.
Thanks. Victoria there with... It's a quick one, wasn't it? With vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Thank you, Victoria.
That's okay.
In the next bit, drunk people canvass for their opinions on the week's news.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, drunk people then. There they are at the weekend, aren't they? All staggering out of the pubs and the clubs and the bars, the drunk people. Falling over themselves. Insensible with the demon drink. So what we do, of course, is hang around waiting for them. And then when they're on the floor or just a bit tipsy, we go up to them, shove a microphone, a talk radio microphone into their faces and ask them what they think about the week's news. It's like a vox pop. You've heard of that. But this is an Alco vox pop. This is what happened at the weekend.
Excuse me, could I just ask you a couple of questions for the radio, please? Donald Trump has been telling secrets to Russia. What secrets do you know about Donald Trump?
He wears a wig, he is German, and his wife was a... That's what I know. He's got ginger hair, like me.
Well, I did hear that Melania Trump and old Vladimir, well, who knows? Who knows? She's probably Russian, he's Russian. That's enough of a connection on a continental basis. They probably... did some Russian things.
I have heard reported that he is Putin's own personal ventriloquist doll. That is probably my biggest secret about Trump.
I heard that he is by the about 10 years ago, and he's actually a bit of a
he's a doll. Is that a secret? I don't think that's a secret. I think we all know he's a doll.
What should we do about North Korea?
Nuke them. I think we should let them fire a bomb with the expectation that we'd beat them before they destroyed the whole world.
Embrace.
Make it less north.
A few sound beakers. Sack them off. Get them out.
F*** them right in the f***.
A couple in Barnsley have been caught having sex in the street. Tell us any embarrassing sex story.
A sex story of mine? That was me there. How'd you get that one?
Well, I was in Barnsley, and I was in the street. And I mean, that's disciplinary matters. I can't talk about it.
Sex in the street? That's not embarrassing.
I haven't got one. I genuinely haven't. Otherwise, I'd tell you. I told you everything else.
I'd recommend doing it in the bush. You never get caught.
I lost my virginity and my grandma walked in. And that's not a joke. She walked in and I was trying my best to not disappoint, but it's probably, to be fair, the girl was probably happy, but my grandma walked in on my moment.
Drunk people! Canvassed as they fall out of pubs and clubs and bars for their opinions on the week's news there in Alco Vox Pops. Right, coming up on the programme...
All the bleeping, that wasn't all swearing, some of it was just defamation.
Yeah, fine, yeah. It's the way of these things. Right, a game of Band or Pig on the way, plus how not to do a radio quiz. It's 20 to 4, Talk Radio, Monday afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
So you kick around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just For Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady, who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing.
Mate, that's not for you, that's for the ladies. That's why Just For Men is made
for men.
Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the five-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,329 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th of September. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Where do you search for greatness? Hiring the right people can transform a business, but where are they? Indeed has more candidates than any other job site in the UK. Start your search for greatness by posting a job on Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, we have one lane closed and very slow traffic due to an accident. That's on the M6 northbound between junction 18 and junction 19, not helped due to roadworks in the area. In Worcestershire, we have one lane closed, heavy traffic that's due to a broken down vehicle on the M5. That's southbound between junction 5 and junction 6, also not helped due to roadworks in the area. And in Northamptonshire, we have long delays, one lane closed and queuing traffic that is due to an accident, a lorry and car involved. That's on the M1 southbound between junction 15 and junction 14, with congestion all the way back to junction 15A. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
Blind mice, wise men, musketeers. The best things come in threes. Like three times the credit on Tesco Mobile's pay-as-you-go triple credit sim. Top up £10 and we'll turn it into 30. And join before the 25th of June to get an extra 500 club card points. So text triple to 65666 to order your free sim today. Smile, you're on Tesco Mobile.
Requires active and topped up sim with club card registration by July 16th. New pay-as-you-go customers only. T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And now, dear listeners, a radio riddle for you. What do tons, candles and sweets have in common? Candles, tons and sweets are all featured in the titles of songs with the number 16. So join me, 16 candles, 16 tons and sweet 16, for the very next Full Set Breakfast with 16 days to go till the general election.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
Then it's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Now, before we play a game of band or pig, this, of course, today, due to the news that sausages might be trying to kill us. In all the papers today, sausages could contain hepatitis E. They're calling it the Brexit sausage disease for some reason, which sounds like an interesting name for a band in the first place. But anyway, we'll come to a game of band or pig very shortly. But meanwhile, you've probably heard about this already, as it has made the news, and the clip of it is sort of doing the rounds in, with the papers, websites and so on and so forth. But just as an example of how not to do some sort of ill-judged radio broadcasting, in a way, really, which is sort of...
It's new to this show, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Well, I thought we'd just play it as an example of well, at least we haven't done this.
Yeah.
Well, no, I heard this yesterday, and I was like, what the hell? Did no one think that was a good idea? Anyway, so in the interest of news reporting, this comes from... This was up on the iPlayer till this morning.
Genuinely true.
Genuinely real. This is genuinely real. We haven't made this up at all, so if you haven't heard it, this comes from BBC Radio Leeds, where, let's say, they have a competition on BBC Radio Leeds where you have to guess the name of a celebrity from the news from the songs that they play. This is where it all started to go wrong.
Here are your musical clues, then, all linked to someone well-known who's been in the news this week.
Shallow grave, and I'll lay me down over the moor. Take me to the moor, dig a shallow grave, and I'll lay me down.
Psycho killer.
There you are, then, four songs all linked to someone who's been in the news this week. All you've got to do is try and work out who it is. 0345.
What the hell are you thinking? Really? That? On the... Really? On BBC local radio? I wonder who it could be. Oh, he's got the answer for us. It's fine.
And I think most of you have worked out we were... The answer was Ian Brady, which is someone we're talking about this morning, of course, who died earlier in the week.
Unbelievable.
I got it wrong.
Right, so... Let's play our quiz. It's fun. We're on safe ground with this. It's called Band or Pig. Right, here we go then. Because of Sausage Gate today, this is the story that our sausages could kill us. Sausages infected with hepatitis E are coming over here. coming over here, the sausages. They're calling it the Brexit disease for some reason. Anyway, we thought we'd play Band or Pig. Jack's on the phone. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hi. How are you, Jack? Are you well?
I'm very well indeed.
Good. Glad to hear it. You haven't got Brexit sausage disease then?
Oh, I'm feeling like the...
Oh, listen, we're going to play a game of Band or Breed of Pig. What's your knowledge like of breeds of pig?
Breeds of pig, not so well, I'm afraid.
Right, okay, well, we'll see how you get on. Music knowledge?
Music knowledge, I like to think that I'm pretty damn good.
All right, well, you'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius, who is here. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, John. Hello, Jack.
That's Jack.
Hello.
Anyway, I would idly chat to you, Jack, about all sorts of things, but I can't because we're running out of time.
Absolutely.
So here we go. A very simple game of Band or Pig. Here we go, Jack. Ask Broadcast is keeping score through the glass.
Excellent.
So Jack and Cornelius, alphabetical order, of course. First off, Jack. Band or Pig? Tokyo X. Is it a band or a pig?
Poor band.
It's a pig. It's a pig.
Oh, no way.
Tokyo X. Cornelius, Red Shadow.
Yeah. Pig.
Band. Hogan Hog. Jack.
Oh, that has got to be a pig.
It is a pig. Good. It wasn't a trick question, though. Cornelius, Space Hog.
Band.
Yes. Band or pig? Merlefoot.
Pig.
Pig, it is a pig, yeah.
Yes.
Red Wattle, Cornelius. Red Wattle.
Pig.
Yes. Blue Tip, Jack.
I'm going to go a band.
Is a band, yeah, very good. Good play. Good play today. Celtic Thunder.
A band.
Yes. Pie Train.
Oh, that's got to be a band.
Is a pig, would you believe? A pig.
No.
Yeah, a pig.
I really want to meet one of those pigs.
Choctaw.
Oh, pig.
It is a pig, yeah. I think it's a chocolate-flavoured pig. It's a natural chocolate flavour. Jack, Pak Chong 5, band or pig?
Pak Chong 5, band.
Pig, it's a pig. It's a pig.
You're making it up.
I'm not making it up. Timbuk 3.
Right, that's a band.
Yeah. Li Yan Pig.
Pig,
yeah. Mong Pig.
Pig.
Yes. Long Pigs. Jack.
Oh, band.
Yes. Cornelius.
Yeah?
Saddleback.
Band.
Pig.
Oh, I thought it was a Nickelback tribute band.
Oh, Jack. Jack. Nickelback.
It's a serious question.
Well, yeah, we don't. Yeah.
Sorry, do you want me to put the rug back under your feet there, John?
It's fine. Wind snyer.
Pig.
It is a pig. And finally, Jack, Landrace.
I'm going to go with pig.
It is a pig. It's good. Yeah. All right. Okay, so what we have to do now is, Jack, we're going to put your details into the system here. Just bear with us because it's quite a slow system. He's going to fire it up. So here it comes. Just firing the system up now. It's a dial-up thing. We haven't got very good internet here, so we have to...
Sounds like AOL.
It is, in many ways. It's a very old system. But your score, basically your details go in and it determines your score. That's how it works.
Cool.
Just bear with us while we... Okay, we're into the system. Right, so we just type in your details now. So
lovely.
Just bear with us while we do it. It's just very slow.
So, no problem.
Hang on. Right, print it.
I'll print it off.
We're printing it off now. All right, okay, here we go. So just bear with us. Just one sec, Jack, while we print off your scores.
Hey, it's all good, man. Yeah. It's all good. I'm on work time.
What do you do, Jack, while this is printing off? What do you do?
I'm a bicycle mechanic.
A bicycle mechanic? Oh, splendid. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Good. How long
have you been doing that?
For 3 years now.
3 years, all right.
Yeah, and all that time whilst we were playing Band or Pig,
yep.
Busy assembling a rear wheel. It's all good.
That is good. That's multitasking, Jack. That's what I like about you.
Multitasking.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that hurt. All right, okay. Here are the scores. What are the scores? Ask broadcast through the glass.
Con got 7.
Yeah.
Jack got 6.
Oh no. Oh, well. Good match, Cornelius.
Yeah, you too, Jack.
Sorry, do that again. Con got 7. And Jack got 6.
Yeah, Con got 7, Jack got 6.
Which makes Jack the winner! Yay! Well done, Jack. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much. That's Jack. Take your part in Band or Pig and assembling a rear wheel. That's multitasking for you. All right, that's just about it from us, but it's all right because Sam Delaney is going to be taking you into the evening with Drive Time. Hi, Sam.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there. What are we looking at today?
Well, we've got... we'll talk about Facebook first, because the newspaper today, The Guardian, have found out what the criteria is that they regulate themselves with, what they won't put up and what they will put up. Someone on my Facebook feed claimed last night that she had been reported by a friend for posting too many pictures of her garden. I mean...
is that a euphemism?
No, yeah, well, maybe that's it, because I was like, you can't just report people from it. And she reckoned she was getting a suspension. And then she thought that... She went, the last laugh will be mine when my suspension is lifted in a couple of days and I'll start posting even more pictures of my garden, which I thought was quite a strange threat. But anyway, there you go to see. It's the Wild West. You can almost do whatever you want as long as it's not gardening related. Sorry?
I love reporting people on Facebook.
Do you do that a lot? Facebook. You report people on Facebook?
Yeah, but I don't tell anyone because it makes people so angry. And then they normally post a really angry status after
because
they've
you don't
had it.
Know. So you don't know.
you can do it anonymously.
You know you've been reported, but you don't know who by.
Yeah, yeah.
And Facebook tell you you've been reported by one of your mates. that makes a lot of sense.
And then they'll do something like, who did this? And then you just ignore it.
So the fact that you have spent wasted Facebook employees' time them investigating people, it takes all the time away from where they should be stopping those nasty murder videos.
Stopping ISIS.
So that's your fault.
No, because I do it
ISIS.
For genuine...
ISIS could be defeated by now if it wasn't for idiots like
lots
you.
Lots of my friends are in ISIS.
Oh, okay, so that's fair enough.
That's what
you know
what,
you should start reporting Victoria Bourne. She's a good person to report because she rises to antagonism.
She'd be livid. Yeah.
She rises to antagonism very easily.
That's true. Yeah.
And if that's your thing, I mean, I'm more mature than that. I wouldn't want to antagonise
anyone. She might report
anyone.
Me back, though, but we know she's not very good at reporting.
Hey!
Thank you.
We're talking about Facebook. We'll also have Katy Perry, Theresa May's former head of communications, in the studio again.
Splendid.
Talking us through this U-turn and all our other perspectives on what's been going on the campaign trail. And that's it. Robert Compton, fantastic author and columnist, he'll be in the studio.
Cool.
So it's a good show.
All right, good stuff. Sam Delaney with you next from 4. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. The polls, the papers, the policies.
We've grasped the nettle and we've taken it on board.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.